Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
That's right. Here they come. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself. Ladies and gentlemen, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Today's a great day, Van Meadows. I'm sorry, my bad. Today's a great day, Poetic. How you living?
Oh, man, I'm living fine, bro. No complaints here, brother. I'm living fine, you know?
I can understand that. Like they said back in the day, I'd be living like every day's Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that, bro. You was definitely right about that. Love it, man. Love it. How you feeling, man? You doing okay, man?
Hey, man, I got a couple of setbacks, but I ain't arguing about nothing. And right now I'm on the Get Down, so this is helping me out a whole heck of a lot. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
Great pictures of you and your twin.
Yeah, man. My baby girl graduated from elementary school today. I officially have a middle school student. A second middle school student. So, you know, it's bittersweet, you know, watching her grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Good stuff, man. Keep doing what dads do, bro. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, bro.
Keep
I
doing
appreciate
what dads
it,
do. Your
hey,
day
man.
Will soon be here. That's called Father's Day.
Oh, man, I love that, man. I got the best daddy in the world. God looks out for me, so I cannot reciprocate that love and the things that you do for me unto my children.
That's what's up.
I'm full.
That's what's up.
I'm full.
Absolute, man. But tonight's a great night because tonight is the night of all nights, and this is that night that we call tonight, and tonight is to Get Down. I'm amped, and like we always celebrate Friday Eve with some dope poetry. I'm just happy to be here, man.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online, please dial in 319-527-6300 and please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to partake in the shenanigans of tonight's show, man, go ahead and press that 1. Because tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
Come on now.
You got yours?
I got mine. I got my Raw Links in a couple of different ways. I'm trying to find out if they sell Raw Links bubble baths because I got so much Raw Links.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. Hey, listen. Let's give a huge shout out, man, to our illustrious CEO, or as Queen Simmons says, you know, our benevolent benefactor. He happens to be author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas Shaw. He is also the CEO of Raw Links. Please make sure that you hit that brother up and say thank you for Epiphany Radio or get you some Raw Links, baby. Get you some Raw Links.
Yeah, stop playing. Get you some Raw Links. Stop playing.
You know what I'm saying? Get them links, y'all. Get them links.
Got them healing powers and what have you. Man, y'all better understand. This Raw Links thing is real.
It's definitely real.
I'm trying to say.
It's not a game.
I'm just trying to save the world one day at a time.
That's it. And we could do it.
I think we can.
Yeah.
I think we can. I'm hopeful.
Without question.
I'm hopeful.
Me too, bro. Me too. Man, hey, Jay. You want
to
let the family know,
man,
what tonight? You want to let them know what tonight's show is about, bro?
Listen, tonight is the night that we want to know. Now, there's nobody listening who can say they have no idea what hip-hop music is. Before it turned into something different to be called rap music, it was always hip-hop music. Hip-hop is actually an extension to what we do on the Get Down because, bottom line, it's all poetry. The only difference is execution. We do spoken word. They rock the mic. And they rock the mic in many different ways. And if you're on the event page, please listen to what we're going to take you back and bring you up to speed on hip hop.
It's going down tonight, y'all. It's going down tonight. I hope y'all
ready. It's going down tonight.
I
so
hope
y'all
they
need
are ready.
To come. I'm hoping they are, man. I'm hoping they are.
Yeah.
But you never know. You never know. You know, hopefully they can come for a little bit of this, which is the get down, or do a little bit of that, which is not listen. But hopefully they'll get with this, because this is the get down, instead of doing that, because the get down's where it's at. I'm just saying.
Did y'all see what
I'm
he did
saying.
There? You see what he did there? He must be a poet.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Let's get this thing. Let's get this thing started, man. Which one of us gonna bless the mic first?
Well, you know me, I'm biased, and since you came up with this fantastic idea, you know I just follow suit, and vice versa. I'm gonna come with a fantastic idea, you'll follow suit. But this baby was your baby, and oh baby, let's go with baby. So I'm gonna ask my co-host, bring the noise. Baby?
All right, y'all.
Make it easier to listen.
Before I bring in noise, I need to play a little bit of something. Let me know if it's too loud. Is it too loud? How does that sound? Does that sound okay? Does that sound okay with
so
my voice?
So far, sounds good.
Does that sound okay? What about right there? Right there sounds good? Right there is good?
Right there is dope. Right there is good.
All right. So let's get at it then. The title of my piece is simply called The Formula, Poetic Remix. High energy flowing when you encounter her existence. Her chemical makeup draws you into her residence. No matter how her DNA is made, her chemicals, whether minuscule or colossal, are of a high caliber grade. She embodies the atoms and molecules of what love is. When she's been mixed together in life's chemistry, she is this dominant force to be reckoned with. She's my precious gift. What is that, Jay? She's the formula. Like a message that only I can understand. Putting her hands upon my chest and making sure that everyone knows this while she's giving me a French kiss. Her dynamic makeup is better than all creation. Dripping melanin in my lab coat, grabbing all my attention. Only a few people know her existence. Yet I'm fortunate enough to be her impact lover sequence, indicating just how lovers are supposed to act. That equals a poetic true fact. Trying to mix in some trust and loyalty, stirring it up with lust and royalty, all while serving me her deliciousness. Now you see why I'm such a mess. She's the hip in my hop, even when she loves being on top. What is that, Jay? Yo, man.
Yo, man, she's the formula.
Keeping it dope as long as I can like imagine. Making each poem better than the last one. Creating a word addiction engine. Pouring liquid love drops upon her tongue. Changing up her chemical mixture, but not for fun. She's complex with hormones that rage. Sometimes out of control and no amount of burnt sage contains her chemical composition. This puts me in a poetically and physically sexy position. While the one time of day where the sun looks at the moon, she looks me in my eyes and tell me soon. She take away all my stress and help me release. As she becomes and embodies my peace, Her gates of concoctions open up a realm of possibilities, coding my love's reality. Jay, tell them what I'm spitting about.
Man, that's the formula.
She's chemically dope, infused with hope, radiating with a vibrant passion, coloring my life with her obsession, smoking out my window while I've left my door open and slow. So I'm going hard for her, and she's soft for me. Oh man, I love her. She's the formula. Yeah, a potent formula. And I just love to taste her. Just taste her. Poetic.
You a bad boy. You a bad boy. You and I talk a lot, and we have such similar taste. I'm so glad I didn't take this route, because I was going to, and I was like, nah, because if I know Van, I know he's going to tap the DOC. It's just like I'm going to tap the DOC. So I had to take this in another direction, because I was listening to this song since last week, and I got the same break points. And I'm like, tell him, Van, yo, man, that's the formula. And I'm breaking it again. And I'm like, tell him, Van, yo, man, that's the formula. I was gonna, and then what happens? You hit me with the same idea, and I was like, yo, he got to get out of my head. Van got to stop taking trips into my head and see what I'm writing and write some other stuff. This, bro,
but why? It's I'm fun such, there. It's fun there.
Van, come on, man. There's only room for a couple of us, and you be disrupting stuff because you're handsome. I'm like, when I copped this, I was like, the formula. I looked in the mirror, and myself looked back at me and looked at me and said, did he write the formula too? I was like, self, he damn sure did. He's like, so you gonna do that? I said, I can't. Van already got that. You said, that is your brother. Do me a favor, write something else. And I was like, I'm going to do my best. But overall, Van, you touch my heart, because you know exactly what I love hip-hop-wise. And that right there, that's a cat whose music could have gone on. And that's a song that will live on timelessly.
Man,
you know,
listen,
unfortunately, their brother's not making any more music, but that song is timeless.
Man, listen, for y'all that don't know, maybe you do, but for those that don't know, that is the DOC. The song is the formula. And if you ever want to hear a dope hip-hop album from start to finish, I suggest you listen to that one.
Mm. That's a journey in music right there, yes. That is an absolute journey in music.
You know, Jay, when I was, man, brother, I spent about an hour on this piece, because I was trying to get the timing down with the cadence, and I didn't want to do it like him, but, oh, God, it was so tempting.
When you're a fan of a certain music, bro,
oh,
it's like
God.
A woman who can sing, and she's singing to Gladys Knight or Patti LaBelle or Aretha Franklin. You want to do it in your style, but you hear them in your head so much that you just can't help but to bellow it in a manner that would come close to how they would sound. Outstanding.
Thank you, bro.
Completely.
I appreciate you, man. I'm humbled. Humble, but listen, let's get off of me and let's move on to Mr. Wise Son. Brother, go ahead and get on down.
My piece is entitled "There Ain't Nothing Like Hip Hop Music." Yes, yes, y'all. To the beat, y'all. There ain't nothing like hip-hop music. You can't do this old type of music. But, you know, I know you love it. The game is so irresistible to touch. You should see me just fiending for microphones that I can clutch. And I remember how well the beat was laid when the Furious played and Grandmaster Slade competition that was wishing they could serve the technician with the number one position. This kind of music makes me freaks come out at night in the street. But love to say don't sweat the technique with that funky drummer beat. MCs with high energy, flowing with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowing the knowledge and the rhythm, but he said let the rhythm hit him. From Roxanne Shantae to Sha Rock to Shantae, Cool G Rap and Big Daddy Kane and Biz, they all flowed in such a different way. And I know that folks don't get it and some won't understand. They all love that West Coast hip-hop, but they love the Wu-Tang Clan. Hip-hop music, folks, can't help but to escape. We got to give it a little bit more respect before it's too late. That's why I wrote Dear Hip Hop. I saw how they sold you for a dollar like slaves in iron collars. When you walked away, white folks chased you with bloodhounds and Rottweilers. They sold you to the highest bidder, and your gift was pissed on like kitty litter. But this is far from a quitter, but this is something to consider. But there's something to be proud of. And as much consideration, you've lived long enough to reach out and touch four different generations. Even kids in other countries who rock lines with a dialect of their own, proving once again where there is a mic, hip-hop will have a home. Just to impress you or write love songs just to undress you. You wrote songs about Wanda and Rhonda, Yvette and Faye, Georgie Porgy, from Pebbly Pool, Light Queen La, Monifa, and Shantae. You talked about beauty and tragedy so effortlessly. And when talked about upliftment, they stalked you. NAA, Brother Ali, Black Thought, Twalib Kali, Mos Def, and they all stalked Public Enemy. And the system? Well, the system wants to control you and mold you for years after so they can call even your original work their masters. But in spite of all the bad blood and all the needless deaths and thievery, hip-hop is a global phenomenon and the culture is bigger than the industry. So that's what I still tune into it. And, baby, please don't forget it. You can say that you ain't in tune with it, but I love nothing more than one mic and one love because, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't nothing in the world like hip-hop music. Just love it and don't you dare abuse it. And that's my piece.
Yo, to the beat, y'all, hip-hop, y'all, yes, y'all, yo, J-Rod, this piece right here, man, this piece is a masterpiece all in it, so let me tell you my favorite lines. The system wants to control you and mold you for years, ever after they call all of your original work their masters. But in spite of all the bad blood and needless deaths and thievery, hip-hop is a global phenomenon and the culture. Let me say that again. It's a global phenomenon and the culture is bigger than the industry. Yeah. Phenomenal, bro. Just, man.
Actual truth. The one thing that Prince told every hip-hop artist that wanted to perform with him was, do you own your masters? And they were like, mm-hmm. A lot of them said no. And he said, I can't do music with you if you don't own your masters. And guys were like, well, I don't understand why not. He said, the reason that I started doing music in a different light is because they own it whenever I did music. Once I changed, I own everything I write. I get the royalties. I get the points. It's mine. So when you can own yours, we can do music because I want you to get paid. Not them. But isn't it funny how artists are slaves and what the record companies own are the masters? Metaphorically speaking, something to think about, isn't it?
Yep.
And what's the one thing that Mace is fighting Puffy for right now? His masters. Because there's money on tour, but there's more money when you can systematically distribute your own music, your masters that you were in the studio working on. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Wow.
But thank you. I appreciate you for that, man. Thank you. Whew. Thank you,
man,
and thank you.
You, bro. I appreciate you, man. Y'all got me, man. I felt like I was in the studio with Dr. Dre when I was writing this, bro. I was counting the breaks, I was counting the beats, I was counting the bars. I was like, yo, and when you know, I appreciate this show and I appreciate this topic because it forced me to do something that I normally wouldn't do, and that's actually sit and listen to the music and not the artist, but the music.
Mm.
And when I tell you, Dr. Dre is a bad boy when it comes to producing hits.
Bro,
man,
that guy is something different. That guy is
yes,
something
is.
Different.
Yes, he is.
You know,
and you know, and typically when you listen to a hip-hop song, or any song for that matter, there's a hook, there's a riff, there's something there that breaks up the verses, right? I played this song
mm-hmm.
for someone, and they were like, "Well, where's the hook?" I said, "There is no hook. That's just it. The only hook you have is Dr. Dre saying, yo, man, that's the formula, or the formula. Yo, that's
no
the
chorus.
Only, no chorus." And this song, I was telling my man, I said, when you listen to the formula, you would swear that he was going to come in like some old LL, I Need Love type stuff, or Big Daddy Kane, Smooth Operator. No, he straight came in slinging bars like he was still a gangster rapper on the street, which he is. And the beat did not change the content of what he was going to spit. Yo.
Yeah, man.
This song
yeah,
is
man.
One of my top 100 hip hop songs, yo. I'm telling you right now.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Man, listen. Oh my God. There's so many songs that touch the top 100. And the cool thing is,
what about this?
See, if you're of a certain age, huh?
I was just going to say, what about this one, man? Is this in your top 100?
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at
the drop of a dime, baby.
I don't know what y'all going to do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're going to be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come.
All right. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
Man.
That,
you know why that's in my
top
100?
Oh my God. Go ahead, bro.
Because Kool G Rap and Big Daddy Kane brought the rest of that.
Yes.
Home.
Yes. Yes.
Kool G Rap hit them with the whole. Just fear
man.
Me, don't dare me, but don't compare me to him when you hear me.
Bro.
Talked about I knock out more lights in the fight than Con Edison.
And what Big Daddy Kane?
I'm like, come on, man.
Letting it off. Yo, don't get me started.
Rough
man.
To the venom. Move and groove with a smooth rap lord and like a bottle of juice, rhymes are being poured down your ear, crystal clear as I prepare to wear and tear and smear, then I'm out of here. I'm like,
then
come
I'm
on,
out
man.
Of here. Yeah. Hey, listen. AJ, let's say we bring in the first caller of the evening. Let's see what's in their top 100.
Let's see what's in their top 100. Let's see what's in their top 100.
Ladies
Celebration of hip hop. Let's see what's in their top 100.
Tonight, we got, and this ought to be real good. I mean, I tell you, this ought to be real good. C-34 music, y'all. C-double in the house. What it do, bro?
Well, may I have a mark, then make a spark on the this fat track. Or should I say dopey? Wait a minute, I'm on the crooners. That's the wrong show. I'm sorry. Hey, hi.
Welcome to the get down.
Welcome to the get down, bro.
What's going on?
What is happening, brother?
Tonight's a great night, brother. It's good to hear from you.
Yep, I want to let it be Lauren Brower because you said tonight's a good night. The day is kind of special. Yeah, here we go. People won't get that.
Nah.
They won't.
Yeah. I'm enjoying what y'all did. I'm proud of you brothers. I mean, to come up with that. I mean, you went with the Groovy Chill and you went with the DLC. I'm like, okay. See,
yeah.
I was going to, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that you had the hip-hop thing, I was like, I was going to watch Warriors come out and play. But I was like, no, I got to do this.
See what he did there?
Warriors, yeah. You peeped it.
About him. Play.
Yeah, breast milk, you make my day. Yeah, I know.
You make my day.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. Whew. I love it, man.
Man.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, I'm a hip-hop head to the fullest from King Tim III. I mean, all the way down. I mean, man. I mean,
so then,
just like music.
If you're a hip-hop head, who's in your top 100? Just give us a couple that's in your top 100.
I'm going to, okay. Let me see here. We got the Jazz by Tribe Called Quest. Got that one.
Go on.
I have to go with They Reminisce Over You. I have to go
Ooh,
with
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with dang. I like I'm Bad by LL. That one.
Yes, sir.
Like.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and I got to go with My Philosophy, Boogie Down Productions, because KRS is my favorite rapper. KRS is my favorite rapper. And, of course, you got to go with Guess Who's Back by Rakim. Mm.
18th Letter. Got you.
Yes.
18th Letter. Got you.
That's my second favorite rapper.
18th Letter was something special. 18th Letter.
And
something special.
I'm going to add one more, and it's a female. You Know How We Do by Bahamadia, my favorite female rapper.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm rocking with you on that.
Yeah, because you know who reminds me of Bahamadia?
Who's that?
You know who reminds me of Bahamadia? Queen's Mind.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Straight up.
I likes that.
Yeah.
Likes that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I've got a whole lot more, but those are the ones I'm naming.
My man.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You know when it kind of female rappers, you know, I put them in like particular categories when I listen to them. Like if I want somebody that's going to come out and they're going to really slay the mic and be just as hard-hitting as the fellas, I got to go with MC Lyte, right?
Yes.
Because when she came out with Roughneck, I was like, girl, I'm right here. I'm right here, baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, MC Lyte's like, she's got to be my top female MC, followed by Foxy Brown. Because Foxy Brown is wicked. And when they came up with that group, The Firm, with her, Nas, and AZ, oh, my God. My God.
Okay. I see that.
Yeah.
I got to give. Yo.
And somebody.
I love Queen Latifah's early work.
I love her early work, too. I love her early work too, and
especially when it was all conscious.
See, we on the same wavelength, Jay. Because I was going to say, is the female rapper who didn't really get much work, who I really thought that they was going to allow her to explode, who I really thought could battle any MC, was Moni Love, but they watered her down, and tried to commercialize her, and that really I think that's what really killed her career.
And Typecaster.
Yep,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who is absolutely incredible? Jean Grey.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
Jean Grey is Jean Grey is lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
Jean Grey, I'm going to put her in the event page. That joint she did with Jazzy Jeff called Super Jean. Just listen to how lyrical Jean Grey is. And I have followed her from her beginning. I mean, Philly has put out some outstanding MCs. She's not a rapper.
Yes.
This young lady is an MC when you listen to how lyrical she is. And man, I'm a diehard fan of hers until God says, Okay, you had enough of that hip hop. Bruh. Whew, she's something different. She's something different. And I mean, she can actually paint pictures with her poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Not just tell stories. She paints pictures with her poetry.
Yeah.
So,
Man,
whew. But I'm going to do y'all a favor in the event page. There's a Treacherous 3 record that Mariah Carey happened to sample that another crew happened to use after the Treacherous 3. So I'm play all three of them back to back. And just to give people an idea as to the extent of how beautiful hip-hop music is, even in your top 100, because for me, the Treacherous 3 is in my top 100. But this song, Body Rock, is up there because they're one of the first groups to use rock music in their music before Run DMC. And they use this rock song that Mariah Carey happened to pick up on. And another hip-hop group used it called the World Famous Supreme Team. And they used the exact same thing. And it just came out magnificent. But I digress. C-Double 34, Van Meadows, back to you.
No problem, bro. C-Double, thank you for allowing us to be a part of your Hip Hop 100 by sharing us a few of your cuts. Now we want to know what did you bring tonight. And if you're ready, go ahead and get on down, bro.
My piece, I flipped it off of one of my favorites called Down With The King. It's called Up With The King. I'll do it like that, and I'll do it like this. I'll do it like this, and I'm going to do it like that. I did it like this because I'm too sexy for my cat. This is my uptown anthem, and I'm up the bat. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and I'm happy to be breathing, heart's beating at a steady rhythm per minute, 92. Looking at my schedule, planning what I'm going to do. My king is God, and there is none higher. I don't have dentures, but I'll still crack a smile. And I don't talk too much because I have a hockey mouth. But that won't stop me. I'm locked in because I'm about to rock the crowd. Coming out the shower, so fresh, so clean. Brush my remaining teeth, fluoride free. Gargle with Listerine. Are you listening to the sizzling sounds that's mid-condition? I mixed in Lonnie Liston, Smith, and then commissioned. Setting the atmosphere by eating my breakfast, vitamins, and saying my prayers. I'm a real American, snapping into these Slim Jims, saying, ooh, yeah. I feel randy and savage after being amorous with my wife. We did damage. I calculated her curves like I was asleep on my mattress. She satisfied because the fact that I was so deaf, she became closed captioned. Did you think I rocked her to sleep? It doesn't matter. I'm blowing minds like Kennedy in 63 with my pen and ink. Maybe Leon, Isaac, and Jane want to place me in the penitentiary. Watson, I sure locked this spot. It's elementary. Speaking of that, prayers to those families in Texas behind the senseless act. Back to the topic at hand. I'm wearing O.J. Simpson's isotoners. Slap me, I'll slap you so hard, Vin Diesel will offer you a Corona. A few hours ago, two friends of mine sent me an invite to get down and spit these rhymes. 'Cause I'm the man you see carrying this heavy D. my baggy jeans. I'm C-34 Music in Rochester, New York. Groom me. I'm crossing you like Iverson, and this ain't even practice. Making the audience say mercy me that even Marvin Gaye and John Lennon can only imagine. And I'm making sure that these folks in these links, everything remains raw. And if you wonder if this is an end piece, there it is, baby ball. I'm up with the king. That's that piece.
Yo. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Go ahead, Jay.
Bruh, one day I just want to turn into a scientist that can shrink himself to the smallest atom, and I want to go inside your brain and just take notes for like 40 minutes and just come up with a book that's going to be an ever-loving masterpiece, because, bruh, you work this incredibly. You work this to the point where I'm like, who is this dude? And can we get, like, can we clone this cat? I love how you flowed with this. I absolutely enjoyed what you did with this piece. Maybe it's the topic, but, bro, this is all you. And I salute you and what you do when you put your pen to pad and commit your pen and pad to this type of subject matter. I loved it. What say you, Van?
Oh, man, I was feeling it from start to finish. I heard you throw in Mint Condition. Yep, I heard it. And then when you did the Everything Remains Raw, yo, Busta Rhymes, yo, this piece was fire, bro. This piece was fire. Amazing artistry, and yo, this is your wheelhouse when we come up with these kinds of topics, because, bro, you show up and you show out. For sure. And you're up with the king. Up with the king. My man. Yes, sir. Dope, brother.
Thank you very much. I mean that. I'm blowing minds like Kennedy. I wanted to do like Chuck Rock did in what's that one? Crooklyn? That's another one.
Yeah. I enjoyed the soundtrack more than the movie, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, for real.
We're not going to go there tonight. Be nice.
I'm being nice. But yes, sir, phenomenal, bro. Man.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, I woke up this morning and I saw the topic. It was like, all right, just started writing, and Down with the King just came in my, and I'm like, okay, let's go.
It's funny you brought that, because I was searching for the instrumental, the formula. Shout out to Mojave for getting it to me. And I was in my iTunes, and I was listening to some of the hidden beats, and they got on one of their albums, they got this tribute to Jam Master Jay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Sometimes, man, you ain't never listened to hip hop until you've heard it instrumentalized with horns and strings and drums differently from what you're used to hearing it. And it is so amazing the way some of the rap songs get redone. Bruh. Just thank you. Thank you, bro.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on this show.
All right, bro. Now it's time to get out there on the dance floor, man, so you can, because it ain't nothing but hip-hop tonight. The DJ is like,
well,
yeah.
That's true.
He was waiting.
That's true.
He was waiting.
Because I almost came up with Elvis was a hero to most, but he never met. Never mind. We'll stop.
All right, bro. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you, brother.
You too, big
ladies
bro.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You too.
That's our good brother, C-34 Music, y'all. Hey, man, we're going to go from a C-double to our go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, how's it going, man? It's you. You know, I heard the Juice Crew.
You did.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, the juice crew. My melody.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Marley Marl, DJ Marley Marl.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You heard it.
Big
you
Daddy
heard it. That entire juice crew when it came to the symphony.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I remember
and
that.
Every single one of those MCs,
very young.
Lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My go-go brothers. Yes, indeed. Now, I
yes, sir,
so
brother.
Inspired today. I wrote a couple of poems. You
my
know,
man.
Nice.
My mind. I don't know if y'all made them yet. Y'all go on my page. Thank you.
I saw two of them, and I commented. I thoroughly enjoyed the two that
I
read. I
wrote another one, J-Rob. I wrote another one called Made Enemies.
I will be checking that out.
All right.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I do, even though I freestyle, I do write.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
He does.
You
want to
ask him, Van?
He does. It's your turn, bro.
Whoa. Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Yes.
Brother, who's in your top 100? Just give me, Van, an idea as to who might be. Not all 100, just who might be in your top 100 in terms of hip-hop music.
I ain't gonna lie. First thing I think about is Tupac and Biggie.
Hey,
go
those
on.
Are not too bad. Not too bad ones to have.
And I think that in here, I think in the cliche, I think they will put the if they were alive, they will put all everything aside. I only think I think that the beef wasn't gonna last that long because they were once friends. And it's just like two brothers going at each other, mad at each other, and the two brothers come at peace. Because they were brothers before they were going at each other, you know.
Biggie
loved Tupac so much that he wouldn't go at him.
You know why I'm going to have to disagree with that beef with a stop? I'm going to tell you why. Because the industry would have made sure that it kept happening. The only way that beef would not happen is if the two of them got off of the labels that they were on and went to independent labels, because controversy sells, even in hip hop.
I agree.
When you had a whole lot, because there was a point in time where the rappers was going at each other bad. I mean, think about it. LL and Kool Moe Dee went at it. LL and Cannabis went at it. You know.
But not violently.
For a while. Not violently. Lyrically. But yeah, yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir. I just feel, I mean, that before they
well,
got the
beat. Well, I think it would have been wonderful because, you know, they made conscious, they made street songs. You know, one of my favorite songs by Tupac is Friend That Had a Baby. And that song was deep when we made a song with Josie. Biggie made the song with he was giving props to Heavy, DJ Marley Marl, Juicy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's you know. The first time I heard Big was, excuse me, I'll roll it down. I'm sorry, my lady's in the back. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to make my queen comfortable. But
all right, well before you make her comfortable, J-Rob, usher that man to the mic. Let's let him get his freestyle on.
All
listen, right. We're not trying to interfere with a happy home. So,
no, sir.
My brother, please, please, please step to that microphone, handle your business, because you got to get back to your lady, because a happy wife is a happy life. So if you wouldn't mind, brother, go on ahead and get on down.
All right. This poem, this freestyle poem is called Biggie and Tupac. right, here you go. Biggie and Tupac, Biggie, Biggie, Tupac. Biggie, Tupac, Biggie, Biggie, Tupac. And Biggie, Tupac, Biggie, Biggie, Tupac. And you know it just never stopped. Biggie, Tupac, Biggie, Biggie, Tupac. Biggie, Tupac, Biggie, Biggie, Tupac. Biggie, Tupac, Biggie, Biggie, Tupac. You know this is hip-hop. Yeah, like who shot you? If I could go ahead and come into my lane and be lyrically off the chain. Although we live, it's life is like a thug. It's like off the nation. When I was living on the thug, life is one part of the creation. It's all thugs, the hate that you gave me. You see, you gave us all the hate. And Brenda had a baby. Life was just going crazy. Didn't even know her name, Juicy. Give her love like DJ Marty Marl and Heavy D. And up in the limousine, can't forget about the queen. See, life will never ever be obscene. You see, changes going through these things. Can I see a thug mansion? Love is life will part the expansion. Can you entertain the thought? Love lasting and everything is like in the harmony. We be in the happy place. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. You know the love just never stopped. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. Yo, this is hip hop for the nation. The love is like the reality and change and everything. When I was going through my lane, when I had to explain, the hip hop of a surface came to a different type of purpose. You see, when the world's like I invent the lyrical individual, my nation, it's like recreating. Like every time when I go ahead and have my tongue spread like the butter, you discover new lyricists. Can I get a witness? When I take care of business, you see, all eyes on me, there's no surprise. And word to the wise, the love is never ever part of the skies. Who shot you? Who had the permit? Who had the love and never be inadequate? I had to show. You see, you're nobody till somebody kills you. But I'm trying to live for the sake of the hip-hop nation. This is a time of my moments when I go ahead and light the mic on fire, what you require. You see, when you building a war nation, when you building like Tupac, when he was like, wherever you need a place to stay, you could come around my way. When you building like Big, hypnotize me. We're coming hard and rest in peace to hop legends. Going right to the right direction, but life cut their life short. And saying that the love is showing kind of type of remorse when we stay on court. Long live the legends, because this Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac, scratch it. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. This is the moment. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. We own it. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. Now let's show it. A gratitude. Tend to like life with the attitude. Tend to like the life when I show no mercy on the mic. Keeping it real, because I make sure that it's hot and giving people what they like. They're called lyricists. I add Mr. to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Everything that I give is kind of graphic because everything that I give is just off the chain. Well, let me explain. If my words will entertain, if I could ever be like Tupac and Biggie, no, in the old place of their own, I go ahead and have the mic move like a cyclone. But guarantee, when two legends arise, the music will never postpone. It's Automatic Charismatic. The lyrical engine, Jay Giz in them all in. Pipe and drive.
My man.
My bro, my bro.
I'm listening to Juicy in the background.
And all you hear is boom, 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 boom. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. Biggie Tupac, Biggie, Biggie Tupac. Boom, boom, boom. That did it for me. That did it for me, and I was good with it. So as long as the flow was there with it, I was in there with him on this joint. I hear you. Go ahead, Charismatic. Go ahead, boy. Van Meadows.
Yeah, he did a full mix, blending two artists together. Hey, man, what else can I say, man? You blended two of the greatest artists to ever touch a mic. Love one, hate the other, love both, hate no one. It doesn't matter really how you slice it and dice it. Those are two of the greatest artists of hip hop. So I appreciate what you did with
yes.
that. Nice work, brother.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when Biggie say, we're Brooklyn at, and Tupac say, California love, but it's all love. It's all love because, you know, hip-hop will never die. True hip-hop will never die.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. All
I know
right,
that's right.
Go, brother. We're going to get you over all to right. the Get Down dance floor. You know, ain't no go-go tonight, bro, so don't look for it. It's all hip-hop.
No, it's all hip-hop.
I got one. Tell you what. Hey, J-Rob.
Talk to me.
I got a hip-hop song for you.
Go on.
Two Nations Own. Africa Bambaataa. Party
go on.
People. Party
oh, that's
people.
Planet Rock. That's
get
Planet
down.
Rock.
Okay.
That's Planet
Rock,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put that
in the page. Nation Africa Bambaataa.
Okay. I thought you were going to go with the Cosmic 3, but okay. You got the Soul Sonic Force in there. I got you. We'll do some Soul Sonic Force. I thought you were going to go with the Cosmic 3 with Lisa Lee, Chubby Chubb in them. But okay, I'll do this. You got it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite coming up, Africa Bambaataa.
There you go.
Everybody's probably doing the spin-a-rooney, doing the wave back then. They had the Kango hats, had the radio.
Stop telling your age, man. Stop telling
box.
Your age. Stop telling your age. We got to go
Walking
to the next
around.
Caller. Stop telling your age.
Get him, Jay.
I got my grades, man. I love my grades.
Stop telling your age. You love your boy.
All right, bro.
Well,
my man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Automatic Charismatic on his way to the dance floor.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network.
Your number one hit station in town. This is Sonic, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that dude, that guy, Mr. J. Rob, the wise son. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300. Please press 1 if you're listening in online. Call in. Represent. Because we talking about what tonight, Jay? What we talking about?
Your top 100 hip-hop songs that you feel are your top 100. And the dopest thing about this, Van, everybody's different. And some of us are going to have some of the same songs. Some
right.
of us going to have some way different
right.
songs. But it's all hip-hop music. And I'm curious to see who's going to be in someone's top 100 from another country.
Ooh.
Not Canada.
Ooh. I see what you're
doing.
Well,
actually, no. I take that back. I'm going to play some hip-hop from Canada that you will think is from the 48 states. I was thinking about Drake, but Drake ain't in my top 100, so. But
he's
I'm
going to
drop something in here for y'all. But he has a place in hip-hop because he's like the Keith Sweat of hip-hop, if you will. So no shade to the brother. No shade.
He's not in my top 100.
This is we talking lyrical and we talking hip-hop. Not rap music.
Right.
We talking hip-hop. So let's take it back. Who's in your top 100, ladies and gentlemen? You heard the dial-in number. You heard Van Meadows. This is J-Rob the Wise Son. It's the Get Down, baby. Who do we have next, man?
Man, we got Mother of Dragons.
Uh-oh.
How you doing, honey?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, J-Rob?
Doing
how you doing, Van?
Doing good.
Hey, Mother.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
It is so good
what
to hear
laugh
from
is
you
this
evening.
What kind of laugh is this? What kind of laugh is this tonight?
Because last week when we came on, you know, we had a sandwich, and I told Van, you can dance with Mother of Dragons all you want because I'm dancing with her from the back. this is hip-hop, so in hip-hop, we ain't dancing that close. You know, we doing the WAP, and we doing the Pee Wee Herman and shit like that, so
right.
Can't get up on you
right.
Like that. Van got to dance with you
right.
From the other side of the room because I got this while I'm, you know, doing my two-step real quick.
Right. cannot.
So that's why I started laughing, because I was just piggybacking from last week. However,
right.
I'm going to let Van Meadows talk to you, please. And don't flirt, Van. That's mine.
Hey, J-Rob, I got a newsflash for you.
Go on.
That's ours.
You know what?
You know, I care.
It is the get down. My bad. This is the get down. So what's
right.
mine is yours,
right.
And what's yours is mine. But
that's
just remember,
exactly.
I'm dancing with her
that's
from
right.
behind.
And I already told you, I ain't got no problems with the front.
Van got front seats. I'm with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. I just dropped the mic. Sexy chocolate.
Cannot. Mm.
Mother of Dragons, we're talking about
yes.
your hip-hop 100. Give us a few
okay.
either songs or artists in your hip-hop 100. Just a few.
Well, that's going to be very diverse because people probably wouldn't know I'm a very big hip hop fan. So, and coming from Georgia, that probably wouldn't, but I'm a military brat, so I traveled all over. So, probably would be definitely Biggie, Nas,
mm-hmm.
Nas
on.
Definitely One Mike. One mic, Biggie, Bone Thugs and Harmony, his that mix with Bone Thugs and Harmony,
oh,
that's one of my favorite
that
songs.
Collab? It's Bone and Biggie.
Yes.
It's Bone and Biggie.
Yes.
Biggie. It's Bone and Biggie.
Yes.
Biggie.
That was
on
so
the
sick. And the fact that he could actually rock with them on that same beat
right.
was to show his diversity on that. Was so sick,
yes.
And I was just like, yeah. "Yo, this dude is like the real thing. Like he could definitely, I could see him now, doing like rocking with the best right now. Like I definitely could see him.
Yeah.
I would say Lil Wayne in his heyday,
mm-hmm.
he could definitely, definitely, you know, a Millie when he came out with Millie, that was like definitely
Millie,
one of my favorite songs. Eminem. Drop the World when he had like the whole collab with Lil Wayne and all of them on there. I'm definitely, you know, I'll take it old school too. I probably would say like, you know, LL Cool J, you know, if you go back, you know what I'm saying, I will definitely go back there. But definitely centralized with Tupac, Biggie Smalls, all of them. Busta Rhymes, big Busta Rhymes fan. So, like, you know, like I said, it's very eclectic. Favorite woman rapper would probably be MC Light, Rod Digger. I'm definitely
oh,
like,
you can't forget
Foxy
about
Brown.
Rod Digger. Ooh,
yeah.
You can't get about
yeah,
Rod Digger. Ooh, she was
yeah.
grimy.
Ooh. You know, and I think because I have a very heavy voice, I can definitely identify with the heavier voice women like MC Light, you know, the
yeah.
Lil Kim, you know, all those women
Lil
who
Kim
have the huskier
before the surgery.
Voices. Yeah, before the surgery, made it sound sexy to have a heavy voice, and
yeah.
I never could find my fit, you know, with a heavy voice until I heard them, and I was like, okay,
right.
I can definitely rock with that, you know. So yeah, those are a few of my favorites. Yeah.
Okay. I love your favorites. You know, I'll say this real quick, but there are a few Lil Wayne songs that I like. Mrs. Officer is one of my favorite. Lollipop is another one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he got this cut with Swiss Beat that came out a few years ago, and it's called Uproar. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he took it back. He took it back. And
fact
that he took it back and showed his versatility and a lot of rappers can't do that. And the fact that he's so young and he can show his versatility, that he can take it back and be versatile in his flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have to respect that he can take it back with his flow. He's not like, he can rap. You know, he's you know, he definitely rap, and he can rap with like Jay-Z and all of them. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I think I could put
definitely.
Him in the upper echelon with them, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. Appreciate you. Thank you so much
yeah.
for sharing your eclectic hip-hop 100 artists.
Definitely.
Just a few of them. We appreciate that. Now.
She knows music.
She does.
I do.
She does. And now we're going to get you over to the mic. J-Rob, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Stop grabbing her from behind, please. I don't want any harassment.
Mind your business, Van.
Other dragons, please go ahead and get down.
All right. There ain't never been a mic that I ain't never stepped to. See, I raise the bars for these hoes. I make them lift to it. And when I step to the mic, or when I speak into the mic, let me introduce myself. I want to see your reaction of this tongue thrashing as I inflict, as I speak into it. See, let me clear my throat on your totem pole. That's why I fantasize how I speak into it. I want to help you reach your climax. So sit back and relax while I handle it. Better yet, grapple it. Tongue wrestle it. Your candlestick. I want to watch you erupt, spewing hot lava like Mount Vesuvius. This oral simulation of a different language, communication dialect, ecstasy orally. Just let me know if you can handle this. Attention, addiction. As I thoroughly speaking, choking, grasp, mental concept of this challenging annuity of my ingenuity, of my duty to make you come in a variety of fine tune. But don't be quick. Just let it sink in what I'm doing. I'm speaking into your mic. And that's that piece.
Really? Really? Van, see what you got to say, because I got to talk to her. I got to talk to her in private, so I'm going to need you to say whatever you're going to say so I can talk to her in private.
No.
You can't hear what I'm about to say to this woman. I know this belongs to both of us, but I need a couple of seconds by myself.
Listen. you wanted to dance with her from behind. I warned you that I would love the front as she clears her throat on my mic, whatever she said. I just heard, let me clear my throat, and I knew where the rest of it was going. But this was a phenomenal piece of ink. I have got to admit that your style of erotic really gets my frontal lobe, I'm not even going to get into all my brain hemispheres, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. But
yeah.
This was some phenomenal ink. This was sapiosexualism at its best. So thank you. Thank you for that. I still got to get in bed by myself tonight, but I'm going to thank you anyways. J-Rob.
Not that I want the mental vision of him having to go to bed alone or with somebody. However, speaking for myself, I just want to put my hands where your eyes can see.
Mm-hmm.
So that one day you can understand why I'm touching you from different sides, why I consider you my chocolate juicy fruit, and maybe we can have that conversation with those pretty lips and my one mic. Girl, you are so good. I'm just saying.
Sir.
And I didn't jump across the table this time.
This is actually
an old piece. This poem is very old. I performed this poem on stage years ago. I just thought that, you know, when y'all was talking about rap music, I was like, you know what, I can bring this back out again. No one, y'all haven't heard this, but, you know, like, I've performed it down here. And so, yeah. It definitely was much.
Well, speaking from the selfish side, I'm very happy that you brought this piece. And thank you. Because Van and I are just, we're not just fans of wordsmiths and lyricism. We're fans of people who love, fans of people who actually are wordsmiths. And this is in all of our wheelhouse because this is a type of music that we created. So to hear you bring this piece back out from wherever you got it, thank you. Because it is actually a very awesome piece. I really enjoy it. What say you, Van?
I've already given my commentary.
You could have said, yeah, I agree. I know you commented. Well, see, this is what, you know what, I'm talking to her alone from now on.
Cause Jay, you was about to do it again.
You was about to respond to her in a whole poetic.
You started it.
I did two lines.
You do know, sir, that as the equivalent of jumping across the table.
It was just two lines.
Why
the other time,
jump across
you're right.
table when we? Why jump across the table when we all share the bed?
Wow. Wow. That's where we going. Wow. Mother of Dragons, you know this is my brother, but you do know there's times I don't like him. You do know that. There are times that I don't like him. And this is one of those times. I'm not friends with him for the next 2.5 minutes. But this is one of those times.
I cannot.
No. In 2.5 minutes, we're going to be boys again. But, you know, for right now, that ain't my man. Nah. That's your friend. You be cool with him for the next 2 minutes.
I cannot. Correction.
I am her daddy.
Ooh.
Don't respond, Jay. Don't respond. Be cool.
That's right.
He's trying to get you. He's trying to get you.
You said the next
He's trying
minute.
To get you up.
He's trying to get at you, Jay. He's trying to get at you. He know how to push your buttons. He knows how to push your buttons. He knows you like her.
Well, y'all are both
Poppy.
You know y'all are both Poppy Chulo. Now let's come on. Let's move this. Let's move this along. Let's get on the dance floor. Come on now.
I like the way she thinks. I like the
mommy
way she
Benaki. I want to be your Poppy Chulo, yes indeed. I'm done.
Mother of Dragons, thank you so much.
Yes.
For sharing your Hip Hop 100. And
you're
your
welcome.
Beat. Make the duo over to the dance floor. And we're going to be out there later.
Thank you, Mother.
Show. Don't go nowhere.
You're welcome. I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
Don't take them shoes off. One love, one mic, baby.
One love, one mic.
She's talking about let her clear her throat. Oh, my God. Next up on the mic, we have one half host of the Erotic Love Zone and one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Hey, J-Bob. How my baby doing?
Doing all right. How
she
you
came
doing?
She came through, man.
She
Get
did.
Get the hell out of here. I got to look at Rez, man. Look out the studio window. Is the moon up? Is the moon shining?
Like, yeah, why y'all got to do like
Because word on the street was you wasn't coming through. So to hear your voice, I'm humbled. I'm just like, is the moon? Are there werewolves down the block howling?
I explained my situation. You try to take me somewhere else. All right, I'm gonna get myself together. How y'all doing tonight, gentlemen? King.
Tonight is good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
You still high?
Yeah, how you doing? You still
really? Hey. Gotta say that one.
Van, remember that movie Superfly? He's like, hey, baby, the world is just spinning, and I'm standing still.
Yeah.
You're right.
The whole world's a merry-go-round, baby.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Stop. Y'all going to make me keep laughing.
Don't do that. I was just asking a question. I was just asking a question. I was just asking a question.
All right.
So is it my turn, Van, or is it yours?
Go ahead, Jay. I'll let you do the honors.
You sure? Because, you know, she feeling you.
Man, she feeling everybody right now. Matter of fact, let me help the situation. Let me just help it out real quick.
No.
Let me just help it out.
People think it's like that. It ain't like that. Turn that.
I just couldn't help it. I just could not help. That was a perfect setup. Perfect setup.
No,
you know that was the perfect setup, though. That was the perfect setup.
Nah, I don't see it.
That
was
a perfect setup.
I'm good.
Man.
Yeah, I see. Y'all get me. Y'all got me. It's all right. When I sober up, I got you. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Is this something y'all wanted to ask me?
Yeah, I want to ask you.
No.
Someone sent me a text. I'm laughing at the text. Not you, baby. Not you. I want to ask a question. The question that me and Van have for tonight is, who's in your top? Just a couple. Who's in your top 100 in hip hop, baby?
Well, I gotta go with my girl Light. She was the first one that popped in my head. Roughneck is my shit. Gotta watch show. Gotta get a Roughneck. That's my shit. Okay. I also like Paper Thin by her. Now you got
who?
Eric
Paper
Beat.
Thin.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. You said Paper Thin?
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, what you
okay.
say to me
okay.
is Paper Thin. Yeah. And
yeah.
I like Eric B. and Rakim. Okay,
yes,
don't
yes.
sweat the technique. It's my shit. And Microphone King, yes.
Oh,
now,
Microphone.
Let's see, who are yes. 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 That's my shit. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I like Queen Latifah. She only got two songs that I like. And Latifah's had it up to here, and Unity is my shit. When I see why. All right,
so y'all didn't hear her on when they did that whole group thing where it was them, Naughty by Nature, Black Sheep. Okay, what was the name of that crew? What was the name of that crew?
Rough Riders.
Nah, that's DMX crew. It'll come to
right.
you later. It'll come to you later.
Okay. Oh my.
Yeah, you and I T.Y. is what you listen to at U-High. You just take a pull and go, U-N-I-T-Y, U-N-I-T-Y, that's what Unity. U-N-I-T-Y, U-N-I-T-Y, that's what Unity. Who you call the bitch? U-N-I-T-Y.
Right.
Y'all ain't right. Oh my God. Y'all ain't right. I love y'all the same. No, it's all right.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, that's just a few. Y'all gonna have me listening to MC Light tonight.
Girl, jump into
that's
your event page. We got all that going on.
I know you do. I'm gonna head over there after, you know, after y'all finish having your fun with me, your way with me. Don't be quiet now.
No, baby. I'm sitting here. I'm on some Fat Joe. R. Kelly shit. I'm sitting here just going, ooh. So we chilling.
If you're ready,
me and Van gonna stand to the side. Don't look at us because we're cracking jokes. Don't look at us, but we're gonna stand to the side and we're gonna let you go on ahead and get on down. Van, just watch
Thanks.
This. Watch this.
Don't. Why do you have to insinuate? All right. This is nothing to do with hip-hop. I'm giving you a piece of me anyway. This is called Love is Kissing My Soul. Passion can birth a beautiful thing in chaos, but passion's canvas was always promises in the dark for her. Her ears fed with the sweetest empty words, filling a large appetite of years of going without what she deserved. They've ever only known her body. They were never worthy of knowing her soul. Because what good is giving them sight if they cannot comprehend what they see? And she's written about every one of them. Relinquishing to her pen the pain causing damage with her heartbeat embedded in every letter slide. And she forms each word, keeping tiny trinkets of scars from each harsh lesson, storing them in her scrapbook labeled Ancient Ruins. A reminder that dealing with lost love is like trying to run in the sand underwater. It's not impossible, but it's difficult. But she knows the truth, and love is revealed by the soul, so She no longer listens to words. She looks in your eyes to read your story, hoping she'll come to that final chapter in them that contains compassion, friendship, respect, common ground with transparency and reliability. That one titled, Love is Kissing Her Soul. But if not, there's still comfort in being alone. She isn't looking for a savior. She's always been a solitary flower. So she understands that even in chaos, her spirit remains beautiful. Because like the sun, she can be alone and still shine as bright as ever. And that's that piece. I got through this.
Yeah, he's getting a little sauced.
Oh.
Hey, Van, I'm gonna let you speak first because I gotta. I'm gonna do my thing first before I say something. You tell them what you think, brother. That's some good shit.
Did I sound like that through the whole piece?
Hey, yo, you talk like that. You talk to her first, man. I'm gonna say some shit.
Let me go ahead and let you know how dynamic I think that piece was. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the extra sensualism you added to it. You know, I don't know what's in your system tonight, but whatever it is, it made the piece extra sensual.
Oh, for real? Okay. That's okay.
Bye, son.
Hey, yo, baby. Yo, dig this. Hey, yo, check this out. I'm trying to talk to you. Hey, yo, baby, check this out. That's some fly shit. I'm gonna need to hear that shit again when you're not. Yo, me and you ain't fucked up and high and shit because this Buddha got me twisted something crazy. I'm trying to tell you a little something, baby. Hey, listen, and you know what? You know, hey, yo, baby, this ain't even. Hold on. This ain't even the weed talking. I'm trying to tell you something. Hey, yo, you finding a motherfucker, baby. I say it in front of Van. You know what I'm saying? I don't even curse like that. But, yo, hey, let me tell you something. Yo, you's a bad motherfucker, baby. I'm just trying to say a little something to you. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, when all this poetry and shit is over, baby, you need to, like, holler at me a little something bit. You know what I'm saying? Just say a little something to you. Let me holler at you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So let me talk to you. Yo, stop laughing, baby. I'm just trying to tell you what it is. Hold on.
Is that how we do you? Rev your motor like that? You're just gone.
That piece is mad euphoric, baby. I'm trying to say that piece is mad euphoric. And yo, it just touched me in all kind of places and just tickled the milestones, you know what I'm saying? It just said a whole lot to me while not saying nothing to me at all, but it said a whole lot to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to tell you a little something. You know, I'm really digging that. Yo, hey, that's a really beautiful piece of poetry, for real.
Thank you. Oh,
very sensual, and it spoke on so many levels that I just want to appreciate you bringing this piece of poetry to us this evening.
I appreciate you too. Thank you, guys. Oh, that's what's up. See, I still love to get down. I love you guys. It's just time didn't know. All right. I'm ready to go. I can still step a little bit, but you can step over there to the dance floor. I can wiggle a little bit.
All right. Ben
is like that sober branch manager that's like, well, all right. Well, hey. Well, all right. And yep. And we thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The whole time he's talking to you, he's waving the security to come over here. The whole time he's talking to you, he's waving the security. You're like, well, all right, okay. Hey, listen, hey, what you brought was absolutely fantastic, and we love you for it. And we love you for it. So
but
we're gonna have this nice man in the blue uniform escort you to the that other place.
Really?
And,
really?
Yes.
And
well,
don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven.
Well, I gotta go to the other place. Well, I gotta go to the other place. Everybody else.
Wait. You're not going anywhere yet. So we're gonna pause that because I need you to let everybody know what you got going on. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. So let everybody know what you got going on.
And say it slowly.
All right, I got to remember stuff. Okay, alternating.
Oh,
I got this. Yeah. I got this.
I got to remember stuff. I'm so sorry. I'm going to mute myself, Ed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy. I co-host with that awesome mountain man, Stan the Man Phillip. And that's a place where you can come and release from mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, we got another topic coming for y'all. You know how we do. We play with it, move it up in the air for a little bit, and then give it to you when you get there. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you so much. Now we're going to get you over to the dance floor and let you go ahead and still wiggle it, like you said. Take your socks off.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome, and thank you for giving me space. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wowzers.
Your dog. She
all right.
Hiding giraffe. Well, then, that was all right. Well, all right.
Yep.
All
right.
Well, all right.
Right.
Well, all right.
All right.
So in the words of Casey Kasem, who do we have next, Van?
Well, what do we have next is hailing out of New York. And I'm not going to give you full details, but what I am going to tell you is he jumped on a scene and he quickly rose to the ranks of hip-hop mania. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Mr. Tuesday Night, Iron Man himself, Mojave.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Yo.
Hold it.
That is such
like,
a dope
like
sound.
I sound like an episode of the Matrix. Matrix. Oh, I'm going to the phone.
Nah.
Wait.
That's
cool,
a dope sound. Because back in the day, when we was out in the park, before the MC could get to the before the MC could start rhyming, you would always get that high-pitched sound because he was too close to the speakers.
Too close to the speakers, yeah.
My bad.
That's authentic right there.
That wasn't supposed to happen. Anyway, gentlemen.
What's happening, Mojave?
What's going on, Huff?
Just trying to get to a good space. You can still hear me, right?
We can.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me, right?
We can hear you.
Yes, we can.
I said you can hear me, right?
Yes,
we can. Maybe you can't hear us.
No, I can hear you. I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Good day, sir.
I say good day, sir.
Yes,
we
can hear you.
Okay, that's good. So, tonight, top 100 hip-hop. Well, you know, we're not going to get into all the hip-hop. I'm going to just tailor my focus into one thing only. We're not going to get into all the different things that we can get into as far as hip-hop is concerned, because that's a long conversation. If we're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time. And I make my time count while I got it.
All the time.
Yes, hello, sir.
So, just to give you an idea, hold on for a second. Here we go. Wait a second. So if you can hear that.
All right. De La Soul.
You're right.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror. Oh, my bad. I almost lost it for a moment. That was high school for me. Yeah.
Nah, so you know how it is, but, you know, just gotta...
That's...
But, Cuzzo.
Yes?
If you playing Me, Myself, and I, who else used that same hook the same year on an album that a lot of people slept on?
You know, how can I say? I gotta get the voice. What you call it? What are the brothers' names again? I know his name. His real name was Jason, but you know, they ran around with the big hats with the onks on them. And what do you call him? Brother, what is it?
You talking about from the X-Clan.
Exactly, yeah, X-Clan.
You're absolutely right, and there's one more.
You said one, you didn't say two.
No, my bad. But X-Clan, but here's the funny part. X-Clan did that the year before. De La Soul and one other cat came at the same time with the same hook.
All right, so who's the other person?
It was LL for that song Nitro.
Nitro, oh, yep.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But,
and you're right, a lot of people did sleep on that album, but I didn't.
Yeah, that was a sleep on album. That was definitely a slept on album, but Nitro didn't have that same effect of De La Soul that De La Soul had.
It did not.
It did not. So, you know, I can't sit here, but...
Hey, they both are in the event page.
All right,
so
well, people, that's what's up.
So hip-hop heads can appreciate
like
it, but...
That's one of
me,
my
myself,
favorite
and I is that
albums,
shit, though.
Too. Something's wrong here. Yeah. Pablo's in my loin.
You know, I can't be sitting there taking up all the time, but I just wanted to give you a taste before I got into this piece. So, you know, just so that you know. But, you know, one of my favorite top all-time hip-hop songs is this one.
Go ahead and get on down.
Okay. All right. I want to. Ask me how my mind got blowed. Under a daisy age, the inner sound, y'all had me 3 feet high and rising, spooning hippie hip-hop into my majestic mind, plug-tuning, plug-one, pasta, news, verbal kit, unusual suspect, rock, cocaine, flow, objective, flying loose, plug-two, dove, a.k.a. True Glory the Dove, spitting, prepositions, mental impositions few ever thought of, to see a microphone and to see loud plug three, baby Huey, throw up the joint, spin up jams, peace porridge in the pots, and yeah, he had hands. Saturday, it's a Saturday. Saturday, it's a Saturday. Complex. And most thought Buddy was about sex, inventors of the skit cartoon, and with lot of notes with Easter eggs, made others envy with green and ham, Tubby Boy, cheated them out of their papes for years, went underground to get royalty papes. No cash for streams, holding on to dreams until set of recently legal gorillas making thriller in Manila in courtrooms, the daisy bloomed, who better to take a sample than Prince Paul? Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Smokey sings at the break of dawn. Let Maceo blow the soul out of his horn. I watched me, myself, and I say no go to, because I know that I can love you better. Give you that magic number so I can be your buddy. Ring, ring, ha, ha, hey, hey. I'm keeping the faith because the stakes is high. And ooh, let me run all through your city with that baby fat. Ain't nothing wrong with big draws. We gonna stay getting our collaboration on. And I know I can give you much more. I can remember how my mind got blown. Clothes started to not match. Wore Nike ACGs. Twisted hair started to catch. Jungled with some brothers with my tribe. I did quest, spoke negative tongue, and agreed that Jay Dilla was the best at making beats. Cleaned out my eardrum with a Q-tip and made the best of it. Rock polka dots and club shoes instead of hammer pants. Didn't want to be too legit to quit, so I de la sold. Strictly Dan Stuckey with the Glade Glow. And now I'm a native tongue scholar, and I don't play with my Dago. But who says it best?
You touched on so many elements of hip-hop in this piece. I got to tell you how much I love it. And because I'm a hip-hop head, when I hear someone touch on so many elements of hip-hop in so many in a diverse way the way you just did, with such a pure cadence, I really appreciate this piece a lot. A lot. Plus, you gave me some songs I need to put in the event page, but this is dope. And I really dug the ending. Van Meadows.
Yo, yeah, this was a fire piece. I love what you did with it. I love the titles, the other songs that you put in it. Even though it was a powerful, driven De La Soul piece, but I caught Can Love You Better. Yo, it was clever the way you worked in some of these lines, bro. Very, very clever. You had to really be.
No, the line's not from LL. I can love. That's from I Know. That's this.
Okay. Because it reminded me of LL's.
Greetings, girl.
Love
and
you better.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And the first goes, I know I love you better. Did it? That's
yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it was a fire piece, man. You know, this was fire. I love
that's
what you did.
I
love what you
got. 5 minutes before this shit. I got to stop doing this shit. This is what I came up with 5 minutes. I had a whole completely different way I was going to go, and I was like, I got to get the piece done.
Nah, this piece is exactly the way it's supposed to be done.
This,
nope.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't touch it.
Exactly.
This piece is exactly the way it's supposed to be done. This is an actually really dope piece, doggy. Don't touch this.
All right. I'm just saying. Because my mind was expanding rapidly. And I was just like,
as it should.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got all my day off, so it's like that. So, but there were so many things I couldn't get to in the way I wanted to get to. We're not even talking about
you
the remix. Oh, man, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
You gave this piece justice, so don't touch that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, my brother, before we get you over to the dance floor, you have got to let everybody know about this coming Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. Wait a second. Let me see. Let's do it this way. No, I don't.
And bass up the track a little bit, because I want to hear that boom, boom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, next Tuesday night, you're going to be treated to an absolute delight as we bring in to Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network. We will be bringing in Jessica Halter from the Punani Poets, here to be interviewed one night only. An incredible time. Be there. Don't be square. Be round. Be here on the Get Down, making it all sound wonderful. Much like hip-hop, erotic poetry has its place in its own genre, and we're going to talk about one of the foremost black erotic creators here on Tiffany Radio Universe. Yeah, so that's...
Yeah, you heard it here, Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment Network. That's what we got. That's what's happening next Tuesday. You do not want to miss this, I guarantee.
Oh, it's going to be sexy. Oh.
All right, bro. We're going to get you over to the dance floor so that you can, you know. I think the DJ said he's queuing up the remix, the Buddy remix, even though the original version was just as fly. But, hey, the remix got more airplay.
Yeah, it did. But that's okay. Wow, I've been fun in the jungle with my brothers here on the Get Down. I'll quest myself over to this day.
Daylight Soul, on the road, black medallions, no gold. Oh, my bad.
Hanging out the base. Buddy, all in my face. Who's the next?
I'm from a trap called. Bruh, stop. One love, one mic, Javi.
One love, one mic.
Good day, sir.
Man, y'all gonna have me going, man, with this hip hop, man. You know, I love hip hop, man. I do. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up, we got area code 210. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Peace and good evening. It's Kimbrella Renee. How y'all doing?
Hey,
Kimbrella Renee.
How you doing, Queen?
I'm good. I like this topic y'all got going. This is fresh.
Thank you, darling.
I heard that.
Yeah, it's dope. I've been, you know, listening to the last couple people, just enjoying y'all banter back and forth. So that's what's up.
That was
bad. You know.
That was all bad.
That's all J-Rap. Nope, it's all him.
That was all bad, and Danielle, because you know she hired in airplanes trying to get to Europe on a fast lane.
I was cracking up when I heard her. I definitely was laughing. That was funny as hell.
That girl was gone.
Love you, sister. He was gone. Oh man.
Thank you so much for stopping by, and we appreciate you. Is it my turn, man?
It is, brother.
Cool. Kimbrella, beloved.
Just a quick
convo with you. Can you give me and Van one or two of who or three who's in your top 100 in hip hop?
Ooh, hard, but I'll give you.
Because we can't do a Mount Rushmore, but we could definitely do. A village. We could do a village.
I'll give you a few. I got number one, my number one, Rakim. is there's no other. Like,
absolutely. Hands down.
Yeah, like you just can't, like if you look at everybody's style, lyrically, just their understanding of hip-hop, he's the father of everybody's style. Everybody. There's not one artist that can say they were not influenced by Rakim. Not one. And then you got KRS-One. You know, like, that's a difficult one, too. But so those two are my top. And then going into, like, kind of the newer school, you got the Black Thoughts, the Black Thoughts. But you got Big L.
Big L was the truth. Ooh, God.
Like Big L, was his freestyle.
Did you get ready to say Common?
Common and Black Thought. Also, OC. OC is another one of my big time favorites.
OC.
So those are like I'm real deep rooted in it. Like I'm probably gonna be that 190 year old lady still bumping hip hop. Like I just
Look. You know, just because you said what you said, Rakim is number one for me as well. He's number one for me as
females, you know, you got Latifah, like, obviously, Bahamadia. And then a newer person that I absolutely love, two of them, dopest female MCs, Rhapsody and Ciroc. If y'all ain't up on Ciroc,
Rhapsody. I caught Wanda Rhapsody a short time ago, and I'm digging her flow.
Ciroc, please, if you do nothing else, please, go listen to Ciroc and then hit me up and let me know what you think, because I guarantee you're going to be blown away. Like, this sister, this queen,
I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I want you to post her in the event page.
I definitely will. Because
I want to hear what you like.
Yeah.
And then I'll go from there.
I absolutely will. I will definitely do that because she is one of my faves that I'm listening to right now. Outside of Kendrick, you know, he's another new school, you know, artist.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my faves.
Oh, yeah.
He's a poet first. Most of the artists most of the artists that you'll notice that I like, they're poets at the heart. At the core of them, they're a poet first, which translates well into hip-hop, you know. So
And exactly the way you touched on it, because I posted who influenced Rakim, who influenced Nas, who influenced Black Thought, and who influenced you. I played in that order, because I saw Rakim in Harlem when his book came out, and he talked about the people that influenced him. And it's interesting to hear how he took what they taught him and took it to another level. And Nas was influenced by Rakim and was like, I need to match what this cat is doing. And then you hear Black Thought say, I was influenced by Nas, Rakim, and Kool G Rap, and I had to do something close to what they were doing. But all three of those cats were influenced by Kumo D, Melly Mel, and Grandmaster Caz.
Yeah, they started it.
Right. Yeah. So it's sort of like when I listen to jazz, and I love all these new jazz artists, and everybody goes back to, I was influenced by Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie, Monk. So in the same order. So just to your point, metaphorically speaking. So it, I just love that question, and I love your answers. And
you know,
and I intend to play those in the event page, by the way.
Indeed. You know, okay.
Speaking of Rakim, I've only heard one group mention him by initial, but I haven't heard anybody try to battle Rakim. No artist I haven't heard.
There was supposed to be a battle between him and Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane, which would have been an excellent, excellent matchup. But
Big Daddy
Kane
said no.
Well, here's the thing, because and to his point, I can understand where he's coming from. Rakim is very lyrical, extremely lyrical, knowledge.
Yeah.
But he's not a battle rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a difference. And that's the edge that Big Daddy Kane has. So he wanted to go against somebody who had that also had that battle rap element. So that's why they did the KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane.
On the verses, that's why that went down.
So, yeah, I mean, I still would have loved to see Rakim and Big Daddy Kane either way, but I do understand why he leaned more towards KRS-One for that reason.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think that was a good matchup as well, Big Daddy and Rakim, because,
Well, Rob said
Which Big Daddy Kane? Are we getting Ain't No Half Steppin' I Get Robbed Big Daddy Kane, or are we getting Prince of Darkness Big Daddy Kane?
Shit, it don't matter. You get Big Daddy Kane.
I mean, even if you got to set it off, I need that Big Daddy Kane.
I need that Big Daddy Kane. I don't need the Prince of Darkness.
You know,
Big Daddy. I need that Big Daddy Kane.
That set it off and let it roll, get roll. I just can't hold back the phone because I'm a man with soul. Like, he just.
Yeah.
Love hip hop. So, you know, I love that y'all went there with this topic because, I mean, if you look around, hip hop is like at the core of everything.
Commercials.
At the core of everything. How it's just the reach and how it's grown from being hated and misunderstood to now just dominating, monopolizing everything. Like, hip-hop artists have the influence of some real influential people. You can't even get around it.
Right.
Very true.
Right.
The only thing I will say about today's hip-hop that's unfortunate, there was a point in time when everybody was in competition to be lyrical. It had to make sense. It had to be funky, and it had to be lyrical.
Yeah.
You had to have choice words to make another cat go back in the lab and say, I got to come with something that's just as dope as that.
Mm-hmm.
Now
the
beat has taken over, and lyrics are not really on the forefront as it once was. And
it's the truth. Mm-hmm.
What did they call it back in the day? Sugar-coated, candy-coated, bubblegum rap. And not to be insulting to anybody who likes today's hip-hop. Not at all. But lyrically, you have a handful of people that you can count on both hands in today's, who's holding down today's hip-hop, who are lyrical. And that's not a large number. Where at one time, I needed me, you, Van, and five other people to tell me who was lyrical.
Oh, please, at one time, if you think about the early 90s, it was some dope artists that dropped the album all at the same time. Like, you had Wu-Tang, Biggie, Nas, Mobb Deep, all out at the same time. You know what I mean? All out at the same time.
Yeah.
And everybody still ate. Everybody still got to adjust to why?
Yep.
Because they were lyrical, because they were storytellers, because they knew how to put an album, a piece of, like, an entire album together, not just a single or two, not just a dope beat or two. No, they had lyrics, elements of storytelling. They were very compelling. Like, they had their own elements, and they stood their own in a group and, you know, individually.
Yep.
So,
absolutely.
You know, and that's not the case. And like you said, unfortunately, yeah, that element of being lyrical did go away, but that's why I appreciate Kendrick Lamar's and the J. Cole's.
Those
are
absolutely.
People that are still trying to keep it alive.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You're
well,
talking about 90. The same thing happened in 88. I remember 88, man.
Oh, yeah.
Straight Outta Compton came out.
Yes.
Big Daddy Kane album came out. Man, the late 80s, 90s, oh, man, all those hip-hop albums were just dropping like, whew, man. And they were all good. They were good. And that Public Enemy was dropping them like boom, 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 boom.
Public
boom.
Enemy, you had X-Clan, Brand Nubians.
Brand Nubians, yep.
Leaders
yep.
of the New
Grand
School.
Cooper,
Leaders of the New School, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an unmatched era. Yeah. God. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. It's an unmatched era of music. It's a time that it's nothing that will ever match that era. You know. A shout out to everybody that's still doing it. I give them props, but. Right about the late 90s, early 2000s, it was kind of over.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah. That's why it's such a treat when you get a chance to listen to people who do lyrical, who are lyrical MCs. Better yet, I'll say it this way. That's why I can appreciate and miss DJ K-Slay, because when he did... That Roland 50, that Roland 100, literally,
mm-hmm.
those were just 50 MCs, 100 MCs, and everybody was lyrical. So 100 lyrical cats, and what he did, God rest his soul, because we're going to miss him, what he did for hip-hop, I pray to God that somebody picks up the torch and matches what K-Slay did for MCs and for hip-hop.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a heavy set of shoes to fill. Cause that brother, yeah, he's definitely monumental. Definitely monumental. Never be forgotten. Rest in peace. You know, we've lost a lot of our greats. You know, DMX.
DMX.
That's another brother. Like to step on the scene and have two albums in 1 year, platinum.
Right.
Come on,
platinum.
Man. Like,
and think about it. Two albums that went platinum in 1 year and didn't get no award.
I know.
Nope.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what happens. That's what happens. Like Rakim has a line that says, "Back before they turned hip hop to rap, there was always a place to party at." Remember that? But the fact is, a cat like DMX can put out two platinum albums in 1 year and get no real recognition says a lot about the people who control what we started.
For real. Like,
yep.
I'm going to just say this. I'm going to just give you these lyrics from my fave, and I'm going to, because I don't want to take up all the time. But you know, on Check Out My Melody, Rakim.
Yeah.
I take seven MCs, put them in line. And add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it'll take seven more before I go for mine. And that's 21 MCs ate up at the same time.
Like,
you can't.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, I don't even need to say anything else. Nothing you can do with that. And then Mahogany?
Right.
Mahogany?
Mahogany. That's like one of my favorite cuts. Favorite cuts by Eric B and Rakim. That is one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Me and Eric B was chilling at the Palladium, seeing an all world cover girl.
I said, hey, lady, sorry,
don't let me
man.
Hold you up or intervene or interrupt. And then that beat.
Interrupt.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be on here all day. Yeah. Let me go ahead. We will be on here all night.
Go ahead and get down.
Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all. I have a piece. So they had a challenge called My Bars Be Like, and I did a piece to that. or Cypher? Which one do y'all want to hear?
Oh. I think I want to hear the first one. What you say, Jay?
First one.
All right.
Okay, there it is.
Okay, here we go. I come bearing art, the expression and application of creativity, the mind of minds and how it vibrates through space and time as hearts respond in percussion, the appreciation for beauty and beast that meet in my poetic documentaries of life behind these bars that break chains, then spare chains through wisdom whispers, bringing sound back to mind and scars back to health, healing. See, my bars be like endless building with no ceiling, sealing my life's bandwidth, the most high bandwidth as he squeezes my fruit. So I can produce classes like Q or Bishop when he squeezes the steel on Raheem because my bars be juice. See, my bars be roots, seated deep like Alex Haley scribes, watered from sweat and tears, kissed by the light of the sun for our daughters and sons to harvest. See, every bar gets served with these life sentences with no chance of acquitting me because the gift of me knows that going to the pen was already written on the tablets of his heart, an anointed collaboration between he and art. See, my bars be like a new start, a newborn baby's breath or banging beats on cafeteria tables and classroom desks. Erect fresh culture, renaissance, rhythm and poetry. My bars show enough be that mastered action like Leroy spazzing in The Last Dragon because you can see the glow in me. You can see the grow of me, the ebb and the flow of me like praise dances and champagne glasses, lyrical libations that run us over and spill into quill legacies. See, my bars be having dreams like Coretta Scott's King. They gonna outlive this flesh and manifest into passports that will transport to people and places I've never seen. My bars be the rebirth of slick, diggable planets, spitting orbits from this orifice that summoned the sapio to strut the nape of your neck. See, with all due respect, my bars be that wet, that W-H-E-T-C-I be open like tags in these bars, because my word bank can afford to pay it forward for the works of a Dunbar. They got that Paul Lawrence Dunbar endurance. My bars be elevator operators, pushing these ink pages like buttons so you can feel something on the ride. They be audible, edible, legible, something incredible with David Banner manners, busting mind scenes with rhyme schemes and blowing speakers so I can speak her passion for unmasking the truth in artistic form with no vaccine. See, her is I, and I is me, and I'm turning myself in as a prime suspect, admitting to the fingerprints that grip this mic's neck, guilty as charged, because I'm committed to serving life behind these bars. Peace.
My goodness. Ooh.
You know, I didn't ask anybody to do this tonight, but I'm asking you. Please post that in the event page.
Mm. I definitely will. I got you.
Mm. She killing him in some David Banner manner. Oh, my God.
Right. We watched her go from we also watched her go from Bruce Banner to Incredible Hulk real quick. Yo, but this piece was fire. And yo, I loved the opening stanzas, the juice references, and how you put that together. Then you went right to Alex Haley. Oh man, yo, Kimberly, this was fire. Use a
she
beast
gave
you
some Alex Haley, some Paul Lawrence Dunbar, some Rakim, some De La Soul, some Quest, some Busta. Come on, man. I'm not messing with her live at the barbecue.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I was with the help of nothing, Jesus.
Come on now. I ain't messing with you.
Nah.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are best. I appreciate y'all.
Great fight. We appreciate you.
Just in case you
man.
Wondered, it's in the event page, too. I can't wait to read that piece over. I appreciate your ink, sister. I really appreciate your
Absolutely.
Ink.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No problem. I appreciate this topic, like I said, because that's, you know, hip-hop is at the center of everything, our culture. So I definitely appreciate y'all for bringing that forward as a topic this evening.
Thank you,
lovely.
Thank you. Now, before we usher you over to the dance floor, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio.
Absolutely. So I am one of the hosts, along with Sister Taraji, and our main host, Keith Eric, a.k.a. the Renaissance Poet, a.k.a. Ice Motherfucking Berg. We are part of Renaissance Poetry. We are on every other Friday at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Come through, you know, kind of how y'all do it. We love to have some banter with y'all, you know, give you some vibes and some music, but come through and spit your best shit. When we say your best shit, it's not to impress us. It's not to impress us. It's that kind of piece that you feel like you can come through and rip the mic and rip any stage that you feel confident about. So come through, you know, get on that mic and, you know, show us what you got. Give us some of that new ink and that stuff that you're real confident about.
That's what I'm talking about. Love it. Love it. I should be, you know, summertime's about to hit, so I'm going to be available for every show, so I'm excited
all
about
right
that.
Now.
So,
okay, so you know, you got a whole bunch of people that, man, you got a whole bunch of people that have heard that now. We're going to need to see you.
No. It's a fact. The only reason you don't
all
see
right
me
now
is because I drive on Fridays, but once the school let out, and my son's last day is this Thursday, dropping him off on Friday. So starting the following week, I'm only driving on Sundays. And I'm back on Friday. So I'm coming to everybody's show.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We definitely would love to have you there. You too, J-Rob. You know, Epiphany is a family. We're going to go over there, have some fun, come through the y'all shows, have some fun, and just do this in the name of art.
It's been a minute since I've been on Renaissance. I'm looking forward to coming back. Yes.
Definitely.
Definitely. We'd love to have you. We appreciate y'all. Like I said, this is definitely a dope topic. I enjoyed, you know, having fun with y'all this evening.
Thank you so much, Kimbrella. We appreciate you, and we enjoyed you as well. But now you got to go. And look, don't go out there on that dance floor and get no two-step. Not with all this hip-hop. You better not be out there doing no two-step.
No. You heard me in the beginning. You know the song. There ain't nothing like hip-hop music.
You like
that's
it
right
because you
right
music. Most DJs don't
right
be music. Yeah, come on now. Yes, I'm with y'all.
Yeah. That's what's up. All right, darling. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Man, she came through and blazed it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, J-Rob, the wise son. I would give you the dial-in number, but this announcement is to let you know that if you're still here, you're hearing my voice, congratulations. You made it through the overtime hour. If they was listening online, they got cut off, and they know
they
by
damn
now.
They sure did.
Call in. Call
oh, well.
In.
You got to call
next
in.
Next up on the mic, J-Rob, are you ready? Next on
who?
The mic.
Who?
Bro,
who?
We got our good brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good with you, Joe?
Hey, what's good? What's good, Poetic? What's happening?
Oh,
so
man.
Look, Joe.
What's up,
man?
How you doing, big bro?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying y'all, man. I'm enjoying listening to y'all, man, you know.
Hey, man, we
it's
appreciate
it's all poetry,
that,
man.
Absolutely.
It's all, hey, man, listen, having you come through the show is a great thing. But go ahead, man.
No, it's always a great thing, man. Joe is welcome here all the time, anytime, in between time. He knows this already. He knows this already. But Joe, we curious. We know a lot about Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Some stuff we don't know, but I don't believe we've ever talked to you about hip hop, brother. And we want to know just a few of your favorite top 100. What's your top 100? Who's in your top 100?
Oh man, there's quite a few, man. You know, I dig. Actually, I like Kool Keith, man. You know, it's an interesting brother, man. I dig his style, man. Kool Keith or Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
Scarface,
yes.
Cypress Hill, man. You know, be real.
Cypress Hill,
I dig that brother, man. It's quite a bit, man. You know, Onyx, Wu-Tang, and you know, all that, man. You know, I have kids in the era, man. You know, that was a thing, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm like, what, 7.5 generations of music, you know, starting with the 50s into now. So I've heard it all.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I was interested to hear, you know, who was in your top five. I mean, your top 100, some of your top 100. Because, man, you know, knowing the wisdom that you carry around and you have heard it all. And just like tonight, you mentioned some people that haven't been mentioned yet. Especially Cypress Hill, man. When Cypress Hill first came out, man, it was like third base. It was Beastie Boys, Vanilla Ice, third base, and then Cypress Hill. Cypress Hill just came out just like wreck shop.
Well, the man didn't. Yes, indeed.
Them brothers stayed high all the time.
You know, I hate to go back to De La Soul with 3 feet high and rising. Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, man. Three times dope. Oh, my God. Steady B. Oh, God. Oh, man. You bring back some real memories. What was my man? He locked up. I don't think they executed him yet, but what was that? Cool C? Ooh, ooh, you got it. The glamorous life.
I'm not familiar, but you know, I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, he had that was like a lot of one hit wonders came out. I mean, he had a whole crew. He was part of, you know, a crew and he had a whole album, but he did some dumb stuff and involved in a murder and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, you know, fame and fortune, man. Fame and fortune.
Yep. All right, good brother. Let's hear what piece you got for us tonight. So go ahead and get on down.
All right. It's complicated. Words without facts are just lies. It's complicated if you're constipated and you're swarming to shit just like flies. 12 million for the bereaved. Wow. Billions are being deceived. Violence is the way they enslave you. Silence is the game for your safety. Lately, I've been seeing some very strange things. I've spent a lot more shells at the shooting range. No knock for the cop's Glock. Tick-tock for that shock jock option kind of government. Stick-ups, aren't you sick of stubborn men who are stuttering to that southern way of governing? Now they're hovering to shove you in. Listen up, my brother. Man. It's a cold feeling when you dwell in those cells. Cold chilling is a feeling and a sure way to hell. Four killers can't escape the eyes of a candidate. Just watch that bullshit on Hannity at 8. This insanity, these theories, the believers, the motherfucking believers. But the mothers can't grieve here. They can only bleed tears, dear. Down her knees that she souls another row of fallen brother trees here. Please, dear, are we clear here? Do we truthfully understand the depravity of the situation? The gravity has been absent and we're drifting from our station. Torn from our homeland, we haven't been grounded in ages. This nation and a whole ton of indignations. From the cradle to the grave, we're taught to be behaved or brought to be perceived as free. Fodder for the dollar spent not to bother. Knees bent for the father who comes and tells. But no intel for the failed souls who come in tears. I don't care about the share of money doled out. I just care about the way they tear our souls out. Who sold out, us or them? Because it's always been them in charge from them bylaws. That's where the laws equal just cause. It's complicated. My peace. Thank you.
J-Rob.
Joe, can you give me that last line that led to the bylaws?
Oh, them changed. them in charge from them bylaws, that's why their lawsuit for just cause is complicated.
Damn. Man, I'm hearing this piece, and it stirs up so much because just that line itself, when you talk about the laws and bylaws, those that create those laws, and who are those people who create those laws that are above the law, and there's still some crimes that have been waged against us that have yet to be solved because of those people who are in charge. That line just says so much to me, man, so thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I really dug this piece. I dug every bit of it, but that line itself, that really said pay attention to me. Thank you for that. That really said pay attention to me.
Yeah, that was the soul of hip hop, you know, back in the day. That's what it was about, to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, wow. And I was just sitting here thinking, Joe, that you know, I can hear some music behind this, you know, and a hook coming in there, and you just spitting it, and you know, kind of like a mellow, smooth type groove. Because this is a fire piece, very dynamic, very truthful. And like J-Rob, those last few lines hit me too. Just cause and bylaws, you know, because I think about it and I just be like, man, it's crazy. We got laws for laws.
When you think about it, Van, Chuck D said a long time ago that hip-hop is the CNN of the streets.
Yep.
Booyah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Joe's piece touches right on that statement. And that's exactly what went through my head, and that's why I asked you for that piece, that line one more time. So, bro, yeah, man. And it's funny, to a certain degree, there's been so many shifts in hip-hop. You know, we went from party hip-hop to consciousness and then gangsterism, and then it's been a lot of destructive melody. David Banner said a couple of months ago that we're the only people who create music celebrating our demise.
Mm-hmm.
And that really made me think. Mm-hmm. And as I started listening to all these young brothers and sisters, a lot of they don't know the Constitution, but they know the difference in weaponry.
Yeah.
You know, they may not know their rights, but they know what type of guns kill other people that look like them. And I just play that one line over and over. So, again, there's so many elements to your piece that touch me, bro, because it says a lot of what we grew up listening to and what we believe this music can do. And even though it's a global phenomenon, it's surprising how certain parts have gotten lost for a lot of other reasons. But this piece is very heavy for me. And I'm sorry for dominating the conversation, but this piece just said a whole lot for me.
Oh, speak your mind, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. My brother.
Let's say you, Van Meadows.
you hit it on the head, bro. I mean,
copy.
It just makes me think, you know, because just like he said that it was the soul of hip-hop telling something. And if we go back to all of the stuff that we have been talking about, all the songs that we've been talking about, every single hip-hop album, rapper, 80s and 90s, they all told a story. They told a story. You know, even, you know, because we used to have, I'm going to say this, you used to be judged popularity-wise by the rappers that you listened to when I was in high school. Because there was a guy.
I can say that.
There was a guy that I used to listen to, and I dug the brother because he was intelligent, and his name was Young MC, but he wasn't a popular rapper because he was considered at that time a cornball type rapper. But when you listen to him, the way he put his words together and how educated he was with his rhymes and his storytelling, he was okay by my book. There's another one, Trash the Intelligent Hoodlum. I mean, he's changed his name.
Woo!
But bruh, yeah, yeah. You know, guys like Main Source, I'm looking at the front door. Messages within the message.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Joe is. Joe is a message within the message when he does his pieces. So I really appreciate you, bro. And I want you to know that, to really know that.
Well, I appreciate that. Poetic, thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, I did mention Kumo D, right? I did Kumo D to the boy.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, Kumo D is different.
I go to work. That's my shit, man.
Man, I go to work, bro. Man. I love I go to work. I ain't even going front.
That's my shit.
I go to work. Doctor, when I rock the mic, you got to like the way I operate. Oh, man, come on.
That whole record is breath control. That whole record is breath control.
Whoo. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But think about something. This brother at 18 years old said, use some innovation and close your eyes and visualize us on the Enterprise and set all the coordinates upon the man's subordinate. Rappers, beam them up. Take their minds and then broaden it. Send them back to Earth and watch their net worth multiply by mega millions. You're witnessing the birth of a new society. Rappers with variety. Some with prestige, flair, and notoriety. Michael and Prince will seem like small figures. It's hard to believe, but think about it, it's figures. This is a cat at 18 years old spitting like this. And
yeah.
To see that prophecy come to life to this day, because 25, 30 years ago when he said that, you didn't see no hip-hop billionaires like a Puffy or a Jay-Z, or how these young brothers are getting money now, but his prophecy came to life because it seemed the big picture. And it's just amazing to watch those words back then come to true, have a true heartbeat today. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely,
yeah, this show was amazing. So, you know, yeah, and thanks for the topic, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, man,
indeed.
It's our
thank
pleasure,
you, bro.
Man. Thank you. Absolutely. Get out there on that dance floor and stick around and, you know, pop lock or something out there.
I'm going to be like, you know, La Perla Negra. I'm about to blaze one right now.
I know that's right,
go.
Bro. I know that's right. All right, bro. One love, one mic, ladies and gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
Brother, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Man, wow. Next up on the mic, y'all, we're going to keep this party going. Yeah, I love him too, man. We're going to keep this party going, man. We got next up the other half of Erotic Love Zone. She is Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Poetic. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing?
Hey, VIP. Good evening.
Great. How you doing?
I'm good. Nice topic tonight.
Thank you.
Indeed. Well, thank you for coming through. Thank you so much.
No problem. Had to. This topic, I mean, I don't know much about it, but I do know Public Enemy. And I love Fight the Power. So, you know, when it came out in the late 80s, you know, like 1989, I'm sure, the Spike Lee's joint, I loved it. So,
yep.
I really like that song.
Right.
Yep, Do the Right Thing. Yep, exactly.
That was actually a great song for that time period.
It really
mm-hmm.
was.
Absolutely.
It really was.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's actually a great song for this time period.
Absolutely.
Hence why
absolutely.
he made the matter of fact, I'm put both on the event page because they did Fight the Power 2020 on top of the version that they originally did.
I heard it.
And the 2020 version is absolutely great because they have Nas, Rhapsody, and Black Thought.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Miss VIP, okay. Like, who, what? What?
All I will say is just, if you like Fight and Power, the original, listen to the new one. And I posted it in the event page for you.
All right. That's what's up.
So, Van, should we just let her get on down, brother?
Yeah, just let her get on down.
All right. This piece is untitled, but it's, you know. How many times must we fight the powers that be? The violence is at an all-time high. Guns seem to rule the streets, and all the parents can do is cry. They shoot us first, ask questions later. They spill our blood. Hell, we spill our own. We have to fight the powers that be for tougher gun laws. Many politicians have tried and couldn't pass the bill to regulate the acquisition of guns, to have mandatory wait periods and mental background checks. Yet the so-called powers that be don't get it. It's not their children who are gone. We have to revolutionize, make a change, wishing, hoping the hearts of the powers that be rearrange. Why is the freedom of speech our freedom or death? Who decides what we can and cannot do? We have awareness, but some of us are careless because they don't care if they go to jail. But then again, some of us really do care. We mentor, we march, mobilize. The world is waking up to realize we are not our ancestors, but it still doesn't stop the violence. Why do some feel the need for a gun? If they treated us with respect, they wouldn't need one. We're black, we're proud, we shout it out loud, but the powers that be still don't give a damn to those like you and me. And that's that piece.
Yo.
You hear this? And she reacting like she ain't got no poetry like this stuck in the chamber. You hear this?
Bro, do
you hear
I
this?
Ever.
She's like, I ain't
like,
got
wait.
That kind of poetry. I ain't got that kind of poetry.
That. And she come up with this.
I ain't got that. Yo, she play some Motown.
And she come up with this. This gemstone of poetry. You hear this, man?
Yes.
This shit was awesome.
Yes.
Fire.
This was awesome.
Fire.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I ain't paying you no more mind when you tell us that you ain't got nothing for our topic. I ain't hearing you no more. I'm turning my phone off.
La 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 la, we're not listening. La la
la
la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. That's what we do. That's what we do from now on. That's what we do from now on.
Yo, but all seriousness, I really loved how you used the song as an influence for this piece. There were so many jewels in this piece. Relevant. I feel like this might be a Fight the Power 2022 remix, Jay. What you think, man?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is phenomenal.
Let's see what we can do with the playback to make that happen.
Yeah, this was brilliantly scribed.
But you know what, y'all? You know what, gentlemen? Y'all could do Motown. I really come through for that one.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen,
see?
Next week's Get Down is Motown. The Motown
Okay.
That's what's up.
We'll rock with Motown. And Stacks,
we'll rock with it.
Buddha Records. Yeah, we're going to give you all that because it's all in the same genre and it's all in the same time period.
Yeah, we're going to rock with it.
We'll give you that.
Don't have me coming to. But had me come to sound like the Temptations and the Four Tops.
Uh-oh.
Mm. So, Ms. VIP, you can't say you ain't got nothing for us because this is because of you.
Absolutely.
Well, the second I heard it, I immediately thought of this song. So it was good. It was good. So thank you for the platform. Thank you for the topic. And I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we appreciate you. But before we let you go, you got to let us know what you got going on. and the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. What you got going on?
Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my diva, LaPearl LaNegra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. So you know how it is. We come up with a topic, and you know what's up, and it's good, and we can talk about it. You know what I mean?
Sounds good. Sounds good. Love it. Mm-hmm. All right. Get all out right. there on that dance floor, and don't be tired on us. We almost there. We coming out there. We coming out there. Some people from some dances. We coming to collect. All right.
Uh-oh. I hate that.
Yeah.
Take care, you guys.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That is Epiphany's own Miss VIP. Next up on the mic, we got Echo 484. I think it's my good brother. Blaze, is you? Echo 484? Are you muted?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are we?
Yeah, I knew this was my man Blaze. What's good with you, bro?
Nothing, man. Nothing. Just, you know, as we all know, get through some hard times and try to get back on top of my game again.
Whew. Yes, indeed.
Bro.
Yes, indeed. It's good to hear you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Very
indeed.
Good to hear
Thank you.
You
man. Good to be heard.
So tonight, my good brother, we talking about hip hop top 100. You're not just what the world say hip hop top 100 is. We want to know what your hip hop top 100 is. Just give us either a few songs or a few artists in your hip hop 100 list.
Let's see. How can we do this? Let's. Let's go here real quick. Okay, come on, 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 come on. I would say my boy Rakim stands out above and beyond all. That joint he had called Guess Who's Back?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. From the 18th
yes,
letter. Yes,
from
sir.
The 18th letter. Yes, sir.
So, that joint right there, when he came out in 2000 with that joint, and I was always a Rakim fan. Always. Always a Rakim fan. Always a Juice Crew fan. Always a KRS-One fan. MC Shan and just going back, Busy D. I've been always a hip-hop head no matter what went on. So, yeah, you know, Big Pun, Capital Punishment, you know, just whole story. Yeah, taking it back. And lyrically, you know, Eminem, when he came out and what he's still doing today, like lyrically, the old style, I'm on the mic and can't nobody touch me because I'm lyrically profound in everything I do.
Indeed.
Dude, like, Rakim is the godfather of rap, like it says. That dude.
Mm.
And when I researched it, Rakim and KRS-One came out the same year.
Yes, sir.
So it was like hard to try and figure out which one of them was the best because they both look like killer.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
very much so.
I just love it. Just love it.
Very much so.
You know, I was listening to, I listen to Rock the Bells Radio a lot, right? And back in the early days, Roxanne Shanté and the Juice Crew, she went in on KRS-One.
Yeah.
I mean, she went, when I say she went in, she went in. I was driving, I had my hand over my mouth the whole time because I had never heard that song. Never. Called in and told me, hey, can y'all play it again? Matter of fact, never mind. I'll just YouTube it. And I listened to it some more. And you know, she bodied KRS-One. I don't even know if he had a rebuttal. So I got to do the research to see if he had a rebuttal. But
okay.
When I say she bodied him, like it was nobody's business.
Yeah.
I would tell you that I am not the hugest KRS-One fan. But I respect what he has done for hip hop. You know, yeah. I respect his placement and what he brought, because there's some stuff that he does, you know, lyrically that you have to hear him. You can't just skip over the stuff that he says. You have to hear him. It's like, you know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to put it in your ear whether you like it or not. It's kind of like when I was growing up, and I hated Brussels sprouts, but my mother made me eat them anyway. But guess what? I love them now as an adult. But thank you for that, bro. Thank you for sharing.
He's very unapologetic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Hey man, what piece you gonna drop on us tonight, man? Are you ready now?
I'm listening to everybody, so like I need to. I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna go ahead and get it.
All right, go ahead and get down, bro.
No more is it gonna be, or has it been? Yes, because I'm gonna. Oh, my master, sir. It's going to be a worldwide master, sir. You wanted us to continue wearing whips and chains, but we use our arms, hands, and needles to stretch the hell out of you, causing major wrecks with cords. This disdains. Kiss the pain away as a poor man, because I copy, right? Nah, homie. My pieces are original. Not even digital can you stop me, white. See, I've tried to let it be, M.I., but now it's your ass cap, and I'm going to dig so deep till I touch your soul, especially if and when I have flashbacks. You know what? Scratch that. Y'all always trying to screw somebody over pounds loud. And even if I try to play music on my Tolly, you try to get goalie and ratchet facts. Bitch on that is actively trying to shut me down on SoundCloud. I was made to believe that you left me with no rights, but you were wrong. See, I'm nerve strong. I say that because you made many attempts to poison my mind with your rotten spill, but you're now my slave now. Go work with constant and monotonous perseverance in that cotton field like you used to make us toil. We were at one point called tar babies and or three-fifths beasts, mammals dipped in crude oil, but you'd boil if I called you white cheddar, or even better, saltines, y'all lost fiends. Always saw yourselves as top-of-the-line SRX JBL speakers, but be the lowest of the low insignia, two ways for beginners derailed speakers. Ain't none of y'all been strong. Matter of fact, damn, nigga, he smell weaker. Now, you probably thinking, I'll get you. My wickets, don't worry about that, nigga. I'll fix you. I know you ain't about that art. Ain't got enough heart. A war? You ain't really ready to start. Because you only good for blending Mr. Blend Bovado. I'm that Serato DJ Pro Mixer. Pioneer S9 Audio Technica. I'll make you see what I'm talking about like a video connect splitter. Only room enough for me was you. It's too many for Three's company, Mr. Jack Ritter. It's your turn to act bitter because you've been slaving out in that heat and I ain't even thought to feed you. Yeah, you do what I say. I got the power to bleed you. Like a radiator. I can daze you now or decay you later. Because I don't need you. No bullshit. On second thought, you nut cracker, go fetch my bullwhip or feel the full tip of these bullets from this sawed off one. Bah! Pull it. Call dogs. Tried to act hard, but y'all soft. What? You got something to say? Nigga, I cut your balls off. before you go back to slaving for me at your bastards. I'll leave you alone, bastard, but let me ask this, Jack, ask backwards. Ask if your virus having corona flagship will back off now, because all the way around the board, I now own my masters, my recordings, and my former slave owners, faggots, gay grown-ups. Now try to stand up. And every time I think you might be thinking that you might try to man up, I'm going to smack you with my black fists and crack whips, dirty-ass Mitch. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you hear, Blaze? Nigga, I own my masters. Yeah, I own my masters. In peace.
Yo. Oh, man. It is so good to hear you back. So good to hear you back. Everything you're going through, you managed to persevere and bring this type of dopeness to the get down. Bro, fight. You're a phenomenal poet, man, and this is a demonstration of just how good you really are, bro. Glad you're back, bro. Dynamic Inc.
Listen, this is the energy in your pen that I miss. So when you come through like this, bro, I'm like, get it. Just go get it. And I'm not disappointed. And thank you for coming through with this one, bro. And that's right. You own your masters. Because there's a whole lot of cats out there that don't.
Thank you, man, for having me.
Yes, sir.
Gotta get back on it. I'm about to come in and start tearing the mic up again. Hopefully.
Slow and steady wins the race, bro. No rush.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. All right, brother. Get out there on that dance floor and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Yes,
ladies
sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. That's how good brother Blaze. Man. Fire, bro. Fire.
That brother still got it.
Definitely. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have the host of Renaissance Poetry, Epiphany's own Keith Eric. What is good with you, my brother?
Man, what is up? How y'all been?
Oh, man, we've been good now. And better now that you're here, bro.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this, bro. I was watching the UGK and 8-Ball and MJG versus, man, look.
Really?
I got a brother over here.
How was it? How was it, bro?
Man, they was killing it. Bud B represented, man. Pimp C, rest in peace. It was dope, man. MJG is still a beast on that mic, man. 8-Ball still doing his thing. Like it was nice, man. It took me back in the day hearing some of them old cuts, man.
Nice.
That's what's up.
Nice.
Yeah, it was real hip hop because they were big up at each other. You know, they down with each other, so it really wasn't like any kind of that nonsense beef and that back to forth. You know, it was that straight up respect the whole time. They just, you know, rep each other.
That's
what's up.
See, and that's,
I love it.
That's what makes Versus dope.
It's
appreciation of the culture of hip hop, not that other stuff.
Right on. It was dope, man.
Yes, sir. Hey. Man.
Sorry I missed it. But I'll catch the rewind on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm gonna
already.
I'm gonna have to.
Indeed.
Why, sir?
Sir.
I'm
you know, I got my question.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm anxious to hear because I know his music repertoire is pretty eclectic. So, you know, I've seen his playlist just in Epiphany. So, go ahead, bro. I'm curious, man. I'm excited, too.
My good brother, if you could just please give me and Van and listening audience an idea of a couple of your hip-hop Top 100.
All right, well, shoot. I gotta start from the beginning. What really pulled me into hip-hop was Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five and The Message. That just pulled me into hip-hop. That was my start. As soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, this is it. This is it for me, you know. After that, you know, I grew up, I'm listening to the different rappers, man, but the next, you know, Run DMC, them cats,
yes, sir,
man, took it to the next level for me. So, you know, you had
them. Yes, sir.
Right after them, LL Cool J was my man. So I was jumping from box to box with him on the video. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he had
it going. Nobody can rap quite like I can, you know. So I was with him on that.
Man, put his face in the sand.
You know, he had me on that.
Bro.
The radio, the song he got, Can't Survive Without My Radio. I was LL. And I was with the beef between him and Kumo D. I love, you know, the back and forth. But, you know, to me, LL was my man. So he smashed him on that. So then, moving forward, you know, I'm listening to, you know, the South. They starting to make their moves, you know. So you had NWA coming out in the West. They were doing their thing, so I was loving, you know, NWA doing that. But my man from Dallas, DOC, outside
of
Rakim and Big Daddy Kane, them cats, man. DOC was this dude that just, wait a minute, I ain't heard the kind of lyricism here like. Since Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, you know. I grew up watching the Symphony and Big Daddy Kane, man, and Marley Marl and all of that, but this dude was from my area. So DOC was my man, so I was big on DOC. And then, of course, you know, like UGK, A Ball and MJG, I got to give a shout-out to Jay-Z, of course, because I was listening to a lot of him, Biggie, when I was in the military. But I'm going to tell you who I was rocking with real tough. Motherfucker, Busta Rhymes, man.
Yes, sir.
Busta Rhymes.
Yes, sir.
Man, the Disaster album and what he did on the little cuts, he was doing his thing. You know, he was out there doing. He was big, you know. But you know, coming from the South, man, I got to give love to Lil Kiki. You know what I'm saying? The cats in Houston, Scarface.
Ooh, come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These, you know, Drew and these cats out here, man, you know, they don't know how to get down in Houston, you know, like Pimp say, put some South in your mouth. But at the same time, you know, I got to give love to Outkast because they were definitely one of the first CDs I bought, Outkast CD. You know, and they remind me of Tribe Called Quest coming up with the flavor and the eclecticism of what they did. But, man, hip-hop is big for me, dog. So I ain't finna, I can't go all the way in, but
that's
a roundabout way of where my mind is with hip hop wise, man. You know, just without even going into
Man, I love that, bro.
Nice.
You know, man, I love that. LL is my favorite. I would listen to LL more than I would listen to anything else. Because I just dug him, and I recently heard the original version of Rock the Bells, because the album version is not the original version, and I was like oh my god, you know, there's so many hidden gems that if you only listen to what they play on the radio, you're missing out. But yeah, and we talked about DOC at the top of the show, because I did my piece. Call it the formula, the poetic remix, and I, you know, use formula, you know, the formula instrumental, and because for me, you know, NWA was my group, and once DOC came, I was like, yo, this brother is hard, and I told everybody, I said, if y'all have not listened to DOC, I encourage you to go listen to his whole album, because from start to finish, it is one of the greatest albums that you ever listen to.
There you go. Every album. Only what I would skip over is when the guitars play. I ain't gonna front. When the guitars play, if I wasn't ready to hear them guitars, man, I guess that's the only one I
Yeah. Yeah, yo, but you can't tell
outside
me that.
Outside of that. No, it went hard. But
The grand finale go
ridiculous,
hard.
Man. Yeah, grand finale is ridiculous.
Man,
he did
grand
his
finale.
Thing. He did his thing on grand finale. He made sure you knew that was his album.
He made sure.
With nobody fucking with him.
Without question. He made sure you knew. Like, I'm going to let all these cats spit, but when I spit last, you're going to know this is my album. Yo, bruh.
Yeah.
He's like, nothing else comes after this.
Yeah,
he was cold-blooded.
Indeed. indeed. All right, good brother.
Okay, good brother.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm dying to hear what you got to spit on the topic. I'm looking at the time, and I was like, damn, all three of us could talk about this for another hour.
Absolutely.
But I'm a fan of this man that's about to touch the mic, so, brother, I'm getting out the way, and I'm moving the band. Do your thing.
Sir. All right, so check it. I was a little hype after, you know, what I heard the verses, so it's a piece I was messing around with. And I talked to Kim earlier about possibly doing it, and she went ahead, you know, she did hers too. So this is a bars be like kind of thing. You know, I was just talking my shit. I've never spit this piece. I never really intended to do anything with it. I was just fucking around with it. But they got me hyped, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. Bars be like liquor, stirred but not shaken. Bars be like angry fists shaking at the establishment, or they be bars that wet the foundation of her establishment. My tongue is the springboard for my bars to break levees. Her head shaking sanity is represented by hands waving for help on the top of flooded buildings. While I'm building bars like I make profit off the prison system, bars be unfair like the judicial system, ingrained and systemic but squirting pessimism, like I spazzed out on them. I must have clicked, man, here he come, pissing on them like I'm that rose on her. Quit acting like my bars haven't rose to the occasion. Grand rising, your bars be like hoteps saying grand rising in inboxes. They get no reply. My bars gotta be the shit, because here come the flies. Shit ain't fair. They screaming, pay your fare. Like the dues I paid gotta be well known. Man, look at him, he ain't well known, but my bars be full grown and I'm known. And that's all that matters to me about knowing, because I've been knowing I can spit with the rest of them. My bars may not be Beyonce, but the greats are standing to the left of them or already elevated and left them. I don't mind being an outcast, but my bars be out there like I'm outcast. The horizon, a rising sun. Why iceberg gotta enter the fray? Look at the toll that's already taken. Mine's already frayed at the seams, and it seems I haven't even paid my dues, but they call me Mr. T. But I don't pity these fools. The T stands for trill. Spit so hard you can hear the gold grill in my motherfucking grill. But I'm gonna leave you with what my bars be like, the same way my voice leaves your girl, wet and spilled. Renaissance.
Yo.
Oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn.
Yo. Yo.
Yo. Oh, goddamn.
Snap it up. I'm going to snap it up. J-Rob, you hear what he said?
Look at that.
I was messing around. I was just playing with, you know, I had no intention on spinning. Hey, bro, I'm glad that you did. Because it is fire. It is straight fire. J-Rob.
Drop the mic at Fahrenheit and watch it smoke. That's what he just did. That's what he just did.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That last line just smoked him. Damn.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, y'all. Like I said, I probably wouldn't spit this thing. No other night. This just happened to be just nice. I don't know. I might fuck with it some more and see if I really turn it into something. But right now, it's just some fun shit.
Hey,
dope shit.
It's fire, man. It's fire. But before
appreciate
we get cut off, man, tell everybody about your show, man. Please.
I would like the Hurricane said, like they tried to told you, Renaissance Poetry every Friday with the Hurricane. We got Sister Taraji doing her thing on the event page. And we just encourage good energy. That's basically what it is, man. Y'all come to the show, press one if you want to spit. Give us your best shit. Like Kim already explained it, I say this every show. Your best shit ain't about me. It ain't about everybody listening. It's about you. Whatever that energy and you were saying, I got to spit that shit tonight. That's where I'm at. That's what we want, because we want to reciprocate and give that right back to you. So when you spit to me and I'm digging it, guarantee you're going to know. So with that being said, you know, that's how we get down at the show. And I appreciate everybody that comes through because it's like a family affair. It's like a, you know, a reunion when people come back. So definitely appreciate y'all, man, for you giving me the opportunity to spin on the show tonight. Because it was one of them times, man, I was like, I had to. You know, like you heard the break. I wasn't even on break. I was just spitting. So, you know what I mean?
Appreciate
my
y'all, man. Man, we appreciate you, man. Like I said, man, I'm looking forward to being able to come through your show starting, let's see, where we at? I guess it's week after next. Yeah, week after next.
Well, we're gonna take a week off, though. Got vacation coming,
I mean,
so we're going to take a week off, kids out
cool.
of school and everything.
Cool.
And then we're going to come back to the regular schedule.
I got summers
looking
open
forward
right
to
now, so, yeah.
Already.
All right, good brother. Appreciate you, man. Get on over that dance floor. I know you got to get back to work, but, man, go out there and get a quick couple steps in before you get back.
Already. Appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Keith Eric. The show has ended. We are officially out of time. See y'all tomorrow night for Iron Sharpers Irons with your host, Anonymity. One love, one mic. We'll get the shouts out on the event page. Good night, y'all.
Peace and blessings.